As the postseason began last Friday night at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, the McDonald Macs surrendered a touchdown and a two-point conversion, the first points they'd allowed since 5 weeks earlier on September 14th. But those would be the last points that Siren would score against the hometown Macs. McDonald responded later with the defense, the first of four interceptions.
And again, in terms of trying to get to the passer, we see a pretty stout offensive line in this eight-player contest for Siren. And back to pass, and looking, and now he'll heave one down the middle of the field, and it's intercepted by the Macs. An interception is made by David Anderson at the 34-yard line. Macs take over.
That is exactly what we needed right there. Great job.
And as the defense turned in its usual stalwart performance the rest of the way, shutting down Siren, the offense got cooking with workhorse sophomore Dawson Moulton running 31 times for 101 yards, scoring on rushes of 1 and 10 yards, and also catching a 32-yard reception over the middle for pay dirt. However, along the way, McDonald distanced themselves from Siren on this play.
Second down and six for the Macs from the 22. Smiski back to pass. He's going to go for one in the corner to Anderson. He caught it. Touchdown. Unbelievable. David Anderson, how did they do that? Smiski's there to celebrate with his junior buddy. And the Macs go up 20-8 on WOGO Sports on Macs TV.
The Macs go on to a 28-8 victory and now up their record to 9-0. And lead into tonight's Battle of the Unbeatens, facing the Lakeland West Conference champ Clayton, a team that also beat Siren along the way. It's 10-0 Clayton, the Bears, hosting the 9-0 McDonald Macs, the champions of the CWC West. The Battle of the Unbeatens unfolds next in Level 2 playoff action in 8-player football on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
McDonald Max Football is on the air. This WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Culver's of Lake Kelly, Great Clips, Haas Incorporated, H&R Electric, also by Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, by Nicolet National Bank, Posts, Glass and Mirror, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, SmartScan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, and by Swimrite Pools and Spas, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating. And now with the pregame show, here's your WOGO Sports broadcast team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
With Coach Maloney in 3, 2, 1. Max pregame from Clayton, level 2, 8-player football here on Max TV on WOGO, I should say on WOGO Sports on Max TV. And head coach Mark Maloney, a little colder and away from home for this one.
Yeah, you know, it's a little chilly, but I'm surprised at how good it feels, uh-huh. Really. I mean, it's a little chilly, but I think the kids are pumped up here. So, yeah, I mean, this is football weather now, they say.
It starts with the defense for you guys. Gave up your first score in 5 weeks, but then you set down Siren the rest of the way. But you're going to be tested on the ground tonight between the running quarterback Lewis and the running back King.
Yes, and we saw them on film, so we know what they're going to be about. But, you know, I think our defense is very good against the run. So if we can shut that down, make them throw the ball, they're not a real good passing team. So that's what our goal is tonight, is to shut that run down. Yep, they're good. They got a big line there that they're going to follow through. So we got to play some really good defense.
Meanwhile, when you got the football, your offense did get the job done. Yet another comeback win. You guys, maybe your three toughest games. You fell behind in all of them. I know you'd love to get out in front here tonight, though.
Yes, it would be nice to not get in a hole. So, again, you know, our offense is very, very potent. I'm not real worried about our offense. We got, you know, fantastic running backs. We got fantastic receivers. We got great line. We got a great quarterback here. So if we can settle in defensively, I think our offense will carry us through this game.
Mm. All right, Coach, we look forward to it, and we'll have our man, Mr. Smisky, talking to you afterwards.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, Head Coach Mark Maloney here at WOGO Sports on Max TV from Clayton, getting ready for Level 2 8-player action. Who moves on the road to the state championship here tonight, and who moves on to Level 3? We'll find out when we return in just a moment from Clayton on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Go line up front.
And we're about ready to go as we've got the McDonald Max dressed in the road white with the blue numerals and lettering, the blue helmets, the white pants, and the purple uniforms with the white numerals for Clayton. They receive it at the 15 to the 20, coming to the near side. This is King, and he's going to take it all the way to the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, and he's going to go down the sideline. He's racing the 30, and he's tripped up about the 26-yard line by Minen, and Clayton with a terrific return to get this game going as Alan Minen tackled him from behind, Seth.
Yeah, it's a tough way to start the game right there. The kickoffs, they always scare me a little bit. We've had several of them close to breaking this year. And hey, we got the stop now, and let's see what our defense can do here.
Yep, and there was no flag on the play, so a good return by King. You're going to hear about this kid quite a bit. And again, he is Landon King, the running back. And again, the quarterback is Tanner Lewis. Lewis under center, I formation behind him. He's in the pistol. He's going to roll to the left. He's quite a runner himself. And great job by the Max defense. They tackle him for a loss. A flag is thrown. But good defense by the Max. Number 7 that time, Eli Stepp.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one there. That's going to be a horse collar, so that's going to be 15 yards.
Okay.
So not two back-to-back plays haven't been great here.
Right. Okay, kind of a slow start here for the Max. We talked with Coach Maloney in the pregame about it would be nice to not fall behind early.
Yeah. But one positive thing is we showed some good speed and we got out there.
Yeah. Defense face mask. 15-yard penalty first down. Yeah. Again, there was the penetration, but maybe kind of overly enthusiastic early on, huh?
Yeah. Yep. So we just got to settle down. We just got to play our game here.
All right. And so, again, Tanner Lewis, he is the quarterback. 5'10", 165. Keep your eye on him. He seems to operate out of the pistol, number 7. I formation behind him. Look out for King, who is the deep back. All right, from the pistol, Lewis. He'll take it. Hand off King off the right side, and he'll work his way for minimal yardage. That time it was first and 10 from the
tackle by Eli Stepp and Nash Winner.
Good stop there by McDonald. And, boy, they got a big fullback back there, number 54. He's a big dude.
So I guess it was the 29 to the – was where they tackled, the actual tackle. And so from the 14, King with the carry of 2 on the play. Second down. Yeah, they said a 215-pounder, that big offensive lineman, just a young guy. And handoff, King off the right side. He's going to burst in, tackled close to the end zone. He got the first down at the 4 and not quite in.
Yeah, they're just able to seal the edge here a little bit. And, you know, if that happens, we're going to have to fill with a linebacker.
Yeah, Landon King went for 2. He got their second first down because they got 1 via penalty. And now they're going to post it at the 1-yard line. So knocking on the door, Clayton, 10:42 to go here, first quarter. From the pistol, Lewis, he'll take it. Handoff right side, King, good job on him defensively. And
nice.
The Max keep him out of the end zone. Fritz on the defense there.
Just a fantastic play by Daniel, and that's exactly what you need to back him up a little bit. And let's go again here.
And so King, again, their prominent ball carrier, turned away. That's at least to the they're saying. Second and goal from the 1. That, to me, looks like it's at least back to the 2. A loss of 1 on the play, back to 12 yards. And second and goal from the 2. As Clayton huddles, the Bears coming to the line of scrimmage, going left to right here in those purple uniforms. From the pistol again, Lewis, he takes it. Handoff King, right side, pounding against that McDonald defense, trying to keep him out of the end zone. They say touchdown. So Clayton on the board, 6-0 lead with 9:52 to go first quarter. Seth.
Yeah, they run a kind of an unbalanced line to the right side, and they just run it right. And they didn't need much, you know. So The defense didn't, you know, we gave up 2 yards, but unfortunately that was enough for a touchdown.
But that long kickoff return really set it up for King.
Yeah, that's what kind of did it right there. And then you had 15 yards for a penalty.
And now for the extra point, they're going to go for two. No, I'm sorry, they're not. They've got the kick. I just a little too quick writing between writing down stats and looking up. The left-footed kicker, number 13, puts it up, and no good. No good that time for 13, Logan Gitson. We're back in a minute. WDOGL Sports on Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch back here in Clayton. Clayton leads it 6-0. They missed the extra point, and that could be important for the Max. We'll see. As, again, a short field, they had the big kick return inside the 30 and then the 15-yard penalty, which was unfortunate because the Max had pinned King back for a loss of 3. But there's the kick, kind of an onside boot, and it's going to be recovered by the Max. And falling to the ground there is number 3 for McDonald, Cale Holm.
Yeah, good job, Cale. He was kind of running back towards the ball, but he was able to grab it and get down. And now let's go to work offense.
Yeah, that's right. Your sons, Grant and company, let's go here as we try to rally the troops. Good field position. Back-to-back weeks we've seen from Siren to Clayton. Not a lot of confidence in their kicking game, I think.
No, and we got two pretty dangerous returners back there in David and Dawson, so that's probably a safe move there.
Smisky under center, the junior quarterback, his third year as a starter. He'll go back to pass, three-step drop. He'll fire to Anderson, completes one out to him past the 45-yard line. It was first and 10 at the 37, and go into the air right away.
Yeah, it's a good solid play there. They've been running that well all season. It was pretty good coverage on it. But we were able to get, 8 yards?
Yeah, from the 37, they're going to mark it up to the 46, so a gain of 9 on the play. Anderson, first catch, he had a huge game last week, defensively and offensively with that touchdown. We used it in our pre-open. Moulton on the right side, the midfield. He's got the first down as he makes it all the way to the 47-yard line, a gain of 7 for Dawson Moulton, the sophomore.
Well, you like to see that good push, and, you know, it was a nice hole there, and Dawson hit it, and first running play, 7 yards.
Yep. Hey. That's right. To the 47-yard line, Max first down into Clayton territory. Just underway, 6-0 Clayton. Big kick return early, setting him up, and then a 15-yard penalty, costly against the Max. Max, though, in Clayton territory, receiver in motion to the near side. They'll hand it off, and this is going to be Moulton, and he'll bang his way ahead to the 45 for a gain of 2. Again, we saw it last week. In fact, he scored a touchdown out of that wingback position, catching that 32-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
But using it, they like him out of that to run it or throw it to him.
Yeah, and it does work well. That time they got some penetration through the O-line pretty quick.
Yeah,
so
maybe a gain of just 1, as it looks like they mark it at the 46 instead. Second down, Smisky under center, I formation, handoff Fritz. Fritz had a big week last week. He's going to pound from the 46. And how about that effort all the way to the 41-yard line?
Yeah, I think he got contact about the first yard, and he was able to drag him another 4 at least.
Yeah, he kept it going. Yeah, that's a legitimate gain of 5, and he had a huge game last week, Seth.
Yes, what he did last week was huge.
Third down now and 4 for the Max from the 41 of Clayton, going right to left, just underway on this frigid Friday night. And the handoff left side, Moulton struggling to get even to the line of scrimmage that time, setting up a 4th and 4 for the Max.
Not much room there.
No, nothing doing.
Yep. So, I kind of think we're going to have to be running around outside a little bit tonight.
Well, let's see what they do here on the 4th down, because they're in Clayton territory, just underway. The clock at 7:38 and counting. They're going for it. Grant, number 1, under center. Setting up, and now He's going to roll it to the right side, looking for a receiver, and now he's going to try to run, and they're going to stop him. They're going to stop him at the 41, and so McDonald on a 4th-and-4 is stopped by Clayton.
You know, coverage was a little tight out there, and you know, usually somebody's running kind of wide open there. That's unfortunate there.
So early on, as the Clayton head coach Jordan LeBlanc had talked about maybe a little slower field, and his club advantage Clayton so far.
So far, yep. Their front,
yeah,
is doing a little better than ours.
It's still early, still a ton of time, and now they'll take over with Tanner Lewis, the quarterback. King, the tailback, from that pistol. He'll pitch it to King. King to the near side. Does he bring it left to right? Flag is thrown, and a gain of about, let's see how many on that, about 3 on the play from the 41, holding on Clayton, their first penalty of the night.
That helps. That helps a lot.
It does. It shows they're human.
Yep. You know, and we just got to get outside contained there, and we got to make them bend it back and let our help come, you know. And then when our help comes, you got to make a tackle. So,
all right.
I think we'll get it figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So from the 41 back to the 31, so it creates a 1st-and-20. And for Clayton, running into the football game is number one. We see dashing in Lincoln Grosskreutz, a 5'4 junior wide receiver. Again, their tandem there is Tanner Lewis, the quarterback, and Landon King, the running back. So Tanner is a senior, Landon is a junior, and then Dane Mum is a talented wide receiver. And a handoff off the left side goes for just a short gain.
Hand off to Landon King.
And King going, King again, the prominent ball carrier, King left, right, and up the middle, and he goes probably for about 3 to the 34. He's got 17 yards rushing and the 2-yard touchdown run, so a 2nd-and-17 now.
It looked like he had initially more room to run than that, but that it closed up pretty fast, so good job by our linebackers there.
Absolutely. The Max defense kind of headline, a great piece in the Herald Telegram, Brandenburg, before the playoffs started. And, of course, going to try to stiffen here again. And up the middle, this time it's going to be Tanner Lewis. He was their second leading ground gator easily behind King. And he takes it from the 34 out to the 37. So another gain of 3, but now it creates a 3rd-and-14.
Yeah, good job by Danny there. You know, he read, looked like he read run first, and then he saw the quarterback keep the ball, and he shook his blocker and made the tackle.
So a 3rd down now and 14 for Clayton as they move it inside of 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski, and thanks so much to Val Knobloch for making this possible. All right, now on Max TV from the pistol, maybe a little deeper, running back to his left. He's going to fake the handoff to King. Lewis to the left, and now he's going to throw it back to King on this side. Nobody's here, but it's incomplete. But wow, nobody was over there.
We got so lucky there. There was nobody over there. He catches that ball. If it's not a touchdown, they're really close to it. So
no, that was a play you'd want to return to. I mean, the coach had to see how open they were, the fake. But the incomplete, and now 4th-and-14 from their own 37. One would imagine they would punt, and Tanner Lewis, the quarterback, is back to do just that.
Really?
David Anderson back deep just inside of his own 30. There's the snap. Lewis, here comes the rush. Pretty good rush. And now it's going to bounce at about the 38, fielded there by Anderson. Anderson, the 40, the 45, the 50, and the 45 or so of Clayton. So great field position for the Max as we get started second possession.
Yeah, good return by David. So good to see.
Real quick, let's tell you here that White City Glass, proud sponsor of Triple Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes.
So we got to see what this we can, if our O-linemen can dig these big guys out of there and open up some holes here.
They're going to say, David, but a good return that time, and it hit the 38, and he took it about 22 yards, David Anderson. Smiski now under center, eye formation behind him, Moulton the D-back. And handoff, Moulton off the right side, trying to pound against that Clayton defense for a gain of maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. That's just shows the toughness of our O-line. They pushed him back, and good 5 yards there.
I don't know. You know, some teams, I mean, McDonald just may be the slower starters. I don't know. You talk about, you know, Coach Maloney laughed, and I said, you'd like to not have to come from behind, but they're going to have to do it again here tonight, trailing 6-0, 4:50 and counting first quarter. Smisky under center. Anderson off to the left side, and he's going to pass to David. Oh, no, it's Ryan Smisky. Smisky, first down and more as he keeps it moving for the Max inside the 30 or so.
Yeah, he's sitting out there with the ball in one hand, but the Clayton defender grabbed his other arm, so he couldn't put another arm on it. So I was getting a little nervous as they gathered around him. So, but he was able to hold on to it. So good job, Ryan. Good ball. Good catch.
In fact, catch of about 12 on the play to Smisky and his first catch. And Max get their second first down of the night. Now from the 28, first and 10, McDonald going right to left. Two receivers left, one right. In motion, Moulton. They're going to fake it to him and hand it to Fritz. Up the middle, nothing doing. So they stop him there. And I'll tell you, over the last two games here in the playoffs, not a lot of times that Daniel's been stopped, but they did it that time.
No, it's just a good read by them. You know, we faked it to Dawson going across, hoped they'd bite on it, and they didn't. It was a good read.
Second down and 10 for the Max. On the march, just outside the Johnson roll-off red zone as Smisky runs it in. And now we've got a trainer who is running across the field, so they'll take a bit of a delay. Okay. From Clayton, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch providing the pictures tonight. Smisky under center. One receiver left. Handoff right side, Moulton. He's going to try to get it outside, nothing doing, and a good job by the Clayton defense that time, and that was Tanner Lewis, the quarterback, doing his job on the defensive side.
Yeah, they that was a great job keeping the edge, and he just couldn't turn it upfield.
In fact, a loss of one, I think, that time.
Yeah.
So it's a third and 11 for the Max. What do you go to in the playbook here on third and 11?
You know,
they're expecting pass.
Yes, they are, and you'd probably like to do it because we can, but I don't know how much time he's going to have back there tonight.
Right,
they got some number 50.
Good.
You know, he's a big boy.
He's good at rolling. He's good at rolling out of the going out of the pocket. Let's see what they try. Usual I formation. Will they run Moulton here? And it's going to be a handoff, Moulton off the left side. He's going to pound his way, the 25 or so. And getting it down there, I'm trying to read the yard markers here. I think the 25-yard line. So it's a gain of four.
Fourth down for the Max.
But it is fourth. They got to get to the 19, so fourth and six.
Yeah, in a play like that, when you know when you're going to go for it on fourth down, just make it a little more manageable here.
Maybe try to surprise him a little, thinking, oh, you think we're going to pass, but we're going to run. So now the fourth and six, and Smisky and the team come from the huddle. Second, fourth down. They got stopped last time. They're on the left side faking. Here comes the rush on Smisky. He's got his receiver, Ryan Smisky.
Cool.
He's on the left sideline. Ryan Smisky, rumbling, playing to the end zone. Touchdown with a score for Ryan. With 2:13 to go, first quarter, the Max have tied it at six here in Clayton.
That is it's a little more special to see Ryan score a touchdown, but, boy, just – so glad to see that. So
on fourth
good play
down.
Call. Yes.
Fantastic. And now the Max, who've had a very successful kicking portion of their game. Cale Holm has done a fantastic job trying to give them the one-point edge here. The ball is down. There's the boot. Holm, it's on the way. And, yes, sir, 7-6 Max. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Back with the kickoff, and there's the boot, and it's going to go out of bounds, unfortunately, around the 24-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on purpose or or if it was an accident. But
I don't think you
last,
put it.
Last time we gave it to him, you know, they got that huge run back.
That's true.
So we give it to him on the 35.
That's true.
That's and with the defense we have,
it's better than inside the 30.
Yeah. I believe Clayton would have the option to make us re-kick it. And if we keep doing that, that may become a thing.
That's interesting. The 35-yard line is a pretty good place, typically, for any offense. But, from the pistol, Tanner Lewis, handoff King. And, no, he kept it. He kept it, Tanner Lewis. That was a brilliant fake, and he's just wide open, and he takes it to the house. 65 yards, touchdown Clayton. And this offensive fireworks is underway with 1:59 to go in the first quarter. It's Clayton 12 and McDonald 7. I mean, he just faked it.
Well, yeah, he did a beautiful fake there, and we just need to be more disciplined. If you're on quarterback, you need to stay on quarterback no matter how good it looks. So.
Well, it didn't matter if they had a short field or not.
Yep. It's just something that I think we can control. For sure.
All right, let's see. We're going to try to huddle up and presumably go for two. Or no, they missed the kick last time, right? And so
looks like they're going
to
go for two.
They're going to set up to try to go for two. So Tanner Lewis has caught his breath. And receiver in motion and a whistle. And a flag is going to be against Clayton.
Looks like he's signaling
an illegal procedure.
Start. Yeah.
And again, that was number one was in motion that time for Clayton. Lincoln Grosskreutz, a 5'4 junior, 135 pounder. So I'll have to back it up now. We have to really earn that 2 points, huh? And a longer kick. They struggled with the closer kick. So they'll stick with their plan. Lewis, the quarterback. Receiver in motion, Grosskreutz. And they're going to double reverse pass. And he's going to get into the end zone. They mixed it up. And in that one, they involved the sophomore Dane Mum. And that was as fancy a two-point conversion as I've seen. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute. WOGO Sports Max Trail 14-7.
Every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
I got to tell you, I mean, you got to be impressed with Lewis and King. There was no question about how good they were, but when we see it actually out here, what these guys are doing, Tanner Lewis, the senior quarterback, and Landon King, the junior running back, wow, they get the job done.
Yeah, and some really good play calling. They're mixing it up quite a bit here.
All right, Max trailing at 14-7, and now McDonald struggling to get that football at the 26-yard line, and finally falling on it is Dawson Moulton, and so it got a little scary.
Yes. Yeah, it would be nice if we could field the kick and see what our returners could do.
Okay, so everything that's taken place, and we could document it with, in that time, I mean, a great fake by Lewis. He goes 65 yards. They get backed up to the 8. They do a flea flicker for the two-point conversion. But still, McDonald's a touchdown, an extra point away from tying this thing.
Yeah, we're right in the game. And, you know, still, I don't think they've, like, really lined up and had a solid drive, you know. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes here.
First and 10 from the 26, Grant Smisky, the junior quarterback under center. Pitch out right side, Moulton. Moulton on the far side, going to get to the 30 and bumping outside. The 35 is still
nice
going. Moulton in midfield. He's going to go. Moulton the 40, the 35, the 30. Oh, he's behind. One last desperate effort knocks him down in the Johnson Roloff red zone. But how about Dawson Moulton from the 26-yard line inside the 20? They thought they had him stopped.
Yeah, just a beautiful cut, and somehow he made it out of there. good tough running by Dawson.
54 yards.
Yeah, usually Dawson, when he gets out like that, he's walking away. So that kid must be pretty fast that made the tackle there.
I got to tell you, the Max are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. What a run that was. All right, now Smisky going to take it up the middle. Running from the 20, the 15, still going, the 10, the 5. Smisky into the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Grant Smisky. And brings the Max within one with 1:12 to go. First quarter, 14-13.
Jeez, there again, it looked like they had him stopped, and he was able to break through it. And I haven't seen Grant run that fast in a while.
Yeah,
so.
No.
I think he smelled the end zone. He was going to get there.
He did, yeah. Paul Horning used to smell it very well, right? So, again, we've seen instances where it's not enough to slow guys down, right? You've got to tackle them.
Yes.
We've been seeing it really from both sides here tonight. There's the boot from Holm, and it is through. We're tied at 14. Back in a minute. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Don't miss the 16th annual McDonald's Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th from 11 to 6 at McDonald's Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. The all-you-care-to-eat spaghetti menu includes homemade garlic bread, side salad, and dessert. Cost is $15 for ages 13 to adult, $10 for ages 5 to 12, and kids 4 and under are free. Check out the amazing basket raffles as well. The McDonald Area Catholic High School's Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th.
WOGO Sports on Max TV. Boy, just two plays that drive, but it was pretty special, and they made it happen there. And now go on to the kickoff, tied at 14. Well, we said just a touchdown, an extra point away, and they did tie it two plays later.
Yeah, so let's get a stop here, defense, and get the ball back to our offense, because I think we can.
All right, there's the deep boot over the head and into the end zone, and I think that's the intention. Like, we're not afraid. And showing the last one was maybe unintended, and so this way they'll get it at the 20 and not the 35.
Yeah, great. Oh, that's what, Kale was all-conference for kicker, and just that shows it right there. He's gotten a lot of touchbacks this year.
And, again, offensive fireworks. You're seeing it here tonight. Try to warm up the crowd in this cold weather. Temps dipping down to the low 30s or the upper 20s. And now first and 10 from the 20, and the worst field position by far for Clayton so far in this contest here tonight.
Yeah, so let's just stay disciplined, defense, read your keys, read your guy, and let's get out of this here.
Tanner Lewis, low snap to him from the pistol, and he's going to be toppled for they get it off to King there. He got it off to King for a short gain.
He does have
the
some
23.
Speed. Yeah, for sure. He can move.
Yeah, they both do, Lewis and King. And big numbers, as we told you about in the pregame, to the 23-yard line. So a gain of 3 for King on that one. Creates a second down and 7 up to 20 yards now on the night for King. From the pistol, and they'll hand it to King again. You're going to make sure he hands it to him because they can fool you. And that goes to the 26 of the...
Tackle by number 20.
Yeah, that was a different runner that time. Was it 1 or 8?
I believe that was
still King. Okay, landed King. All right.
I'm looking for David Anderson. He's over on the sidelines right now.
Okay.
If he's not able to come back, that's a big deal for us.
Yeah, right. Okay, and it's 3rd and 4 now from the 26. Clayton against this McDonald. Oh, the Max drawn off sides. And that one's, were they drawn or not? We'll have to see here. How that's officially going to be assessed. It was Caleb Leet. And it's against the Max. So 5-yard penalty, 20 yards in penalties on the night for McDonald.
Looks like Isaac.
And that's the first down.
Isaac Crawford is in here now that David's out.
That'll give the Bears a first down.
All right, and just seeing here, I think I've got
Clayton for like four first downs already.
And
so
with that penalty, that will be the end.
That's
of
the first quarter. All right, back in a moment. WOGO Sports tied at 14 from Clayton. Level 2, 8-player football.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
All right, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky along with Val Knobloch back here in Clayton as Clayton just got the first down on the 5-yard McDonald penalty.
Start of the second quarter.
So from the 31-yard line now, they'll go right to left. And from the pistol, Lewis is going to take it himself. Lewis, and he's going to be wrapped up by Fritz at a gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards. We'll see where the mark is, but good job by Dan that time.
Yep, good read by Danny, able to get there. So
it was interesting, again, David Anderson out of the game, but it was interesting to me because I think wide receiver first, but you mentioned that's a potential big blow to the McDonald defense.
Oh, absolutely, David. David, whether he's playing defensive back or safety, just he stops so many of those home run plays,
right,
or would-be home runs. So
now, yep. One plus is, I mean, Clayton is heavy run and much less pass, so that's at least one positive. There's Lewis now. Good penetration by the Max, and they're going to get him for a loss.
Good job on the defense
and
there.
Fritz finished it off, and he's playing just stellar tonight.
Caleb Leak got in there, disrupted things, and we were able to fill and and clean it up.
Well, they gave him good forward progress, I got to say. I mean, I thought that they maybe it was a loss, but they're going to still say, I'm going to say it really sits more like the 33-yard line, and I guess the last play was a gain of 3, but we'll say a loss of 1. So it's third down and 8, really, from the 33.5. They've got to get to the 41. And so here's Max now on defense. Level 2, 8-player action from the pistol. Lewis, the senior quarterback. He'll take it, fake it to King. Roll to the right. He looks for his receiver. He's got him. And it's a first down to the 44-yard line. And that was completed to number 13, Logan Gitson. Logan, who was functioned as the kicker earlier.
Yeah, he was running pretty wide open. Not quite sure what happened there, but they were able to convert. You know, you had him at 3rd and 8. That's right where you want him. So.
Yep. Yeah, the 33, and they go all the way out to the 44, so a gain of 11 on the play. Again, they kind of only pass when they need to, but getting the job done. And Lewis, the senior quarterback, so he's marched them up to the 44. That's their 5th first down of the night now. And he takes it from the pistol where he goes almost every time. Hand off King. King into the McDonald defense, and he's going to be turned back. Fritz finishing him off. Somebody had him set up there. It looked like Minen, and then Fritz finished it off. A gain of 4 on the play. Well, let's see, 5 from the 44 to the 49. So a good job by King. He's up to 28 yards rushing on the night, plus the 2-yard touchdown.
Yeah, they opened up a big hole. Good, our linebackers were able to fill, so that prevented an even bigger play. But, you know, 5 yards first down. We got to shut them down here a little bit.
All right, right back up there on the near side now, going right to left from the 49 on 2nd and 5. Handoff King. King on the right side. He's got the first down and more. The 45 tripped up. No, still going. And into McDonald territory at the 30-yard line.
First down and more.
They're just running right between the tight end and the guard, or you know, and they're kicking our defensive end out, and we don't have a linebacker there to fill.
And that's their 6th first down of this first half. And 49 yards rushing for King. He's been busy with 9 carries for 49 yards to the 30-yard line now. So, again, they've been on the march, moving it down the field and racking up some first downs, 3 of them on this drive.
It's been a while since we've had a team do this, but
right,
kind of what what we thought maybe could happen with
level
the running
attack. Level 2 playoffs. And Lewis to the air. He's targeting it, and he's got his receiver. And he'll shake free, and the score for Dane Munn. It's Dane Munn, the sophomore, their leading receiver. He had 10 receptions on the year, and he catches it from Lewis, the 30-yarder, and the first score of the second quarter with 9:02 to go second period. 20-14 Clayton. Well, I'll tell you what, the McDonald defense is meeting the most powerful offense they've seen, again, as you've said, in quite a while.
Yeah, and Eli was out there on coverage, and he was there. He just turned around just a little bit too late. And it looked like he lost his footing a little bit there, too, when he turned, and the receiver was just able to go up and get it.
Dane Munn, just a sophomore. That's his 11th touchdown reception. There's the boot now. Gets in, and it is going to be through this time. All right, so 21-14, back in a minute on WOGL Sports on Max TV.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch back at Clayton, where the Clayton Bears lead McDonald 21-14. It's been a real shootout, Seth.
It has, and, well, we just got to hang with them here.
Yep. Do your best, but again, Clayton showing the ability to take it the length of the field against these Macs. They've had the shortened field, and now they've done it the length of the field, even the medium, right? They've had
Yep. They're
short,
gonna move
medium,
the ball.
And long. And there's the kick by Gitson, and it's recovered by Moulton. Moulton, they're kind of faking who's going to get it, and Moulton's going to keep it. And faking with Eli Stepp, and now he's going to go around the far side, keep going, the 45, and all the way close to midfield before he's finally brought down. How about that return from Dawson Moulton?
That was good. I was that little fake they were doing down there.
I know.
It didn't seem very fakey because it was almost like they were showing they weren't turned right.
But Dawson Moulton turned his back to the defense for Clayton, and
for a second there, I thought maybe he was going to go all the way because he just had one guy to beat. But
to the 49-yard line, and so again, the Max a good return, maybe not as good as Clayton had right out of the gate, but good. And again, let's see. Do we see David Anderson out there? No, we do not right now. Ryan Smisky on the right side. And another receiver on the left side. Smisky handoff up the middle. And Dawson Moulton and whistle.
Looks like a false or encroachment on the defense.
All right. So 5 yards against. That'll make it 1st and 5. Again, the Macs, instead of the 49 of Clayton, will start at the 44 of Clayton. So each team, well, the Macs have 20 yards in penalties and Clayton with 15.
5-yard penalty on the defense.
And now that we're on offense, we can talk about how important David was on offense.
Yeah, so. right.
But we got good backup. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Ryan Smisky with the touchdown catch already, and then again, whistle. And that's illegal
receiver.
Procedure against the Macs. Yep, so we'll give it right back.
Yep, wide receiver on the far side of the field jumped.
And I believe that looks to be number 14, Nash Winger, the junior.
Yep.
And again, obviously, David, big shoes to fill, but, I mean, you do the best you can. That's all you can do. And so now, again, the Macs 1st and 10 from the Clayton 49 going left to right. I formation behind Smisky. Smisky picks it this side, Moulton, and he's going to get to the 43-yard line, a gain of 6 on the play before he's taken down by number 56 that time. That's Kane Casares, a freshman, 6 foot, 215-pounder.
Good job by the O-line there, getting a good push. And
we'll call it the 44, gain of 5. Yeah, 75 yards rushing for Moulton. He had that big 50-yard-plus run. Hy-Vee halftime show coming up. Some of those highlights, the great plays of the first half. There's the reception to Ryan. Oh, he had it, knocked it up. So Ryan had it and almost.
Yeah, it looked it
almost looked
like
he had it, maybe fumbled it.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's going to be ruled a drop. And
that's a tough one. That would have been a first down.
Yeah.
And I think he had a little room to run, too.
So they are saying the original run that went to the 43 was a gain of six. And so that creates a third and four now. And, of course, with David Anderson out, Ryan become, you know, he's the more veteran receiver, he and Nash. And so now third down, look for Moulton. No. Couple-step drop. Smisky roll out. He wants to run on the left side, and he cannot outrun the defender. And he's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line. A loss of one on the play, and loss of two. He had a run on his mind, but actually going to mark it way back to the 46, so a loss of three on the play, Seth.
Yeah. And right here, seeing how well they're moving the ball on offense, I think we might see a punt here.
Well, let's see. I don't know. Again, no David Anderson, 735. Yeah, you're right. All right. And at least setting up in punt formation. They are in Clayton territory. Smisky looked around, and then he waited, and it was blocked. And now it's going to be taken to the house by number 54, Clayton. And they're going to score Alex Schradel, the 6'2", 240-pounder. And excitement in Clayton as the block punt. I think Grant was trying to size it up. Maybe is there anything I could pass out of, and waited too long, and Schradel with his error to block the punt and take gobble it up and run it in for the score.
Yeah, that pretty much says
yeah.
it. You know, they do that where they kind of hesitate
right.
with the punt.
Sure.
Do I got a pass? And
right.
Big old number 50. He's
Alex Schradel.
He was in there.
He's a force.
He's big.
He is
and
a force.
So you weren't going to get a punt over him with that being that close. So, yeah, that really puts us in a hole with the offense that's scoring like this for sure.
Logan gets in now. And they're going to take it out of that, and they're going to try to pass Tanner Luce, throws it over the head of the intended receiver, Kane Cazavarez. Back in a moment, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's going to be great. Download our app today.
All right, tough going for the Max at the moment, trailing 27-14. David Anderson on the sideline, big loss on offense and defense. Still middle of the second quarter, a ton of time. But the Max emotionally need to kind of reset here, right?
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
We were going to get the ball back first at half. So you wanted to be maybe tied going into halftime and then maybe flip this so we could go down and score.
Gitson's kick is caught by Moulton. They're going to fake it a little bit with number seven, Eli Stepp, and then Moulton to this side, the 25-yard line, the 26, and we push out of bounds. Here's the thing, though. You get the ball back, and you got to figure out a way. If you can get down and score, you're back within a touchdown, and I think that's where that would be mentally great for the Max. But again, no David Anderson is a loss. My sports prayer is that he can heal up enough to get back in the game, but not out there at the moment.
And the other thing is Miles Flanagan is just playing offense tonight. He's not playing defensive end either, so Caleb Leet moved out to end. Hasn't played it much all year, so another
although
another
Caleb had a real good game last week, right?
Yeah.
So from the 26-yard line, Max now on the move, first and 10, going left to right. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. One-step drop, he'll go to the far side. He's got his receiver. Spin move out of that.
It's like Kale. Kale Holm.
And again, he's caught some balls, but again, you got other guys need to step up. You know, next man up is certainly a football adage completed that is worth noting.
For an 8-yard gain.
8-yard gain to the 33 would be gain of 7 that time. So Grant with the completion.
Yeah, and Kale's just, he's one of those versatile players that you can stick in anywhere, and
right.
he'll give you his best effort, and he's just a good athlete.
And again,
all
they've
around.
Got other receivers. I mean, obviously, David and Grant have a wonderful connection, but you got to go. And the handoff, Moulton coming to the near side, and Moulton gets him for the first down as he gets it to about the 43-yard line or so, where he's brought out of bounds by Lewis.
Good block by Daniel that time, creating a hole that Dawson could cut up into.
And that is McDonald's fourth first down compared to six for their opponent. And a good run that time for Moulton on the play. And now from the 43-yard line. Pitch out. And Moulton going to cut it up to the 45, the 46, and gang tackled and brought down there.
Moulton with the carry.
Yeah, Clayton just playing two down linemen.
Second down.
And they move one guy back at linebacker, and I don't know if he just kind of looks like he just kind of floats around and shoots a gap. Keeps us guessing on the old line probably on how to block it.
Clock down, 5.5 minutes left until halftime, our Hy-Vee halftime show. Our great clips, great plays of the half. Stick around for that here, WOGO Sports on Max TV. Second and 7 now. And there's the one-step drop, and he's got Holm on the far side, and he's going to get himself another McDonald first down into Clayton territory at the 45.
That's a good play right there.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they're going to put him out on an island like that.
Right.
Hey, let's keep doing it.
Two catches for 16 yards on this drive alone for Kale. And, getting the job done. I mean, a nice, safe pass, getting the job done, and mixing it up, you know, between the run and the pass as well. So the Macs, just like that, get their first down in this first half. And now a pitch out to the near side, and taking this is Moulton. He's going to turn it on and go out about the 32-yard line. Another McDonald first down. As he goes from the 45 to the 33, so a 12-yard run, and Moulton goes over 100 yards already, 101 on the night.
Yeah, we're just able to keep kicking that end out, and there's just a nice seam there for him to run up into. So
it's another McDonald first down brought to you by ServiceMaster of the Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Max around the far end and turning it on down the left sideline and into the Johnson roll-off red zone that time for McDonald was Grant Smiski. Nice run.
Yeah, Grant's running a little more tonight than normal. So a couple of little wrinkles in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he had the 20-yard touchdown run earlier, and he's going to take it to the Johnson roll-off red zone on that gain of 13. So he's got three carries for – trying to read my own writing here. Yeah, anyhow, three carries for 10 yards on the – well, no, he had the 20-yard touchdown run, right?
Looks like Clayton's going to call a timeout here.
All right, we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute, WOGO Sports, the Max knocking on the Johnson roll-off red zone from Clayton, trailing by 13.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Dore beneath those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, Val Knobloch back from Clayton. Max trailing by 13. And Grant Smiski under center. He'll roll to the right. Looking down the field,
nice,
he's
got
receivers. Grant's going to keep it himself. Now trying to cut back against the grain. And still running down forward to maybe the 16-yard line if they give him the full forward progress.
No, not a bad play but Cale did come open right at the end there, and he was wide open. So if Grant could have just been patient for another second, I think he would have seen that. But hey, when you got guys running at you,
you had to make a decision. Yeah, absolutely. All right, second down and six from the 16, going left to right. Hand off Moulton. He'll bounce off, then the 15, and he's still on his feet. The 10, he's leading it towards that first down, real close to the first down marker at the 10-yard line. Again, underscoring the fact that the Max in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Right at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it's got to be just third and in an inch or two.
All right. Yeah, very, very close. And a gain of six for Moulton, up to 107 on the evening.
Which, you know, it's not a bad thing if we can get a good positive play here. I'd rather have third and goal at the 7 or 6 versus the 10. So,
yep.
Our first and goal at the 10.
We talked about if they could move it in for a touchdown here and just get within one score. Little trouble pitch out Moulton. He's going to take it. He's got that momentum going inside the 5 down to the 4-yard line.
Moulton to the right side.
For he's wrapped up by down. Tanner Lewis. Again, you know, Lewis, such a good quarterback, but he is he's really key on their defense as well. And the 6-yard run for Moulton.
Yep.
Well, Moulton is I would say, you know, he had the one huge run, but, I mean, he's certainly running effectively.
Yeah, I didn't know how it was going to go tonight with that big front that they have, but we're doing just fine running the ball, for sure. I mean, just offense in general, we're moving it.
Yep.
You know?
All right, first and goal for the Max. They're saying from the 5-yard line. Running to the right side, Smitsky's got it. He wants to get in. No, he's going to knock it out before that at about the 2 or so.
Keeper to the right side.
2:42, the clock stopped as he went out of bounds.
That's a long run for Grant when he gets pushed out of bounds on the far side, away from his sideline. He's got to run all the way back over there to get the play.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
I get tired just
looking at that.
You want me to do what, Coach?
Yeah, and in fact, give him 2 on the play instead of 3. So we'll say to the 3-yard line, second and goal from the 3 for McDonald. I formation behind Smitsky. Pitch out to the far side. Moulton going to try to get their spin move, and they're going to stop him at the 3 again. And that was the running back, Landon King, who on the defense functioning there, obviously as a linebacker, and no gain for Moulton on that one.
Yeah, they're starting to figure it out a little bit. So,
okay, you got 2 downs from here. You got 2 downs. You really need to get it in there. And so what about some kind of play-action pass to Smitsky?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now that's my call.
So all right.
We'll see. We're going to go with the guest play caller. Cale Hove off to the left. Ryan Smitsky to the right. Grant under center. I formation behind him. Hand off Fritz. Fritz is going to get it into the end zone.
Or that.
Touchdown. Yeah, that'll work. That'll do.
Yep, that'll do.
And he takes it in for, they're going to say, a 2-yard score. And the Max now are back within 27-20. That'll work, yeah. And now Cale Hove to boot it with Dawson Moulton holding. 1:57 left in the half. The ball is down and the kick blocked. So 27-20 is our score. Back in a minute. Max down 7 from Clayton. Level 2 8-player football. The playoffs on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRollOffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRollOffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls congratulates the McDonald Max and wishes them the best of luck in the playoffs. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch back in Clayton. WOGO Sports on Max TV as McDonald getting some more highlights for halftime show, but still trailing 27-20. Couldn't convert on that extra point there. And there's the boot by Holm. It's going to be fielded at the 10, and they'll take it up the far sideline, and that is Knitson who takes it that time. Out for them to pass the 30-yard line. Again, inside of 2 minutes down, minute 52 left in the half. Well, it'd be great if the defense could stop them.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. Don't give them an extra score on you heading into halftime. We get the ball first at half. So
that would be huge.
Yep.
Can they do it now? Again, that Max defense, just rally here for these 2 minutes. From the pistol, Tanner Lewis, the senior. He'll hand it to King. King off the right side, the 35, the 40. The 45, and he's out of bounds, stopping the clock, but a first down.
Yeah, nothing special there. Just getting their blocks and opening up a good hole.
Yep. Each team with 7 first downs now, and they are to the 45, a gain of 13 for King. And he's up to 62 yards rushing on the night. Taking their time in the huddle as the clock stopped. 1:46 got out of bounds. They bring Dane Munn to the near side. Look out for the dangerous sophomore. Caught one TD earlier. And the pistol, Lewis. Handoff, King, right side. Good job by the McDonald defense. They got him for no gain that time.
And, good job. Mason Bussey in on the tackle.
Absolutely. The big fella that time. Mason Bussey, a sophomore, getting the job done. For your McDonald Max.
Yeah, we
make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from SmartScan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. I'll tell you more in a moment. Rolling to the right, Lewis. He's going to come back this side to King. He's got him to midfield. It's the opposite of what they tried earlier, right? The other side.
Yes.
They tried something similar, but it's very similar. You kind of fade over to one side and then draw the defense, and it worked both times. Last time he dropped the ball.
Yeah, that's their main guy there, the running back.
Is,
so
yeah.
you got to follow him, go where he goes.
But a 20-yard gain on that, and again, passes are just very occasional for this club, and yet getting the job done there with their 8th first down of the half from the 35-yard line now. And Tanner Lewis over the middle, incomplete, intending it for King again.
Pass to the left side, incomplete.
That was King's first catch, though. You know, that's interesting. That was his first catch, but it's definitely a dangerous play, and it's worked both times. It's just that they didn't complete it the first time.
Yes, and a little better pass that time. But we played it a little better the first time they ran it. If he catches that, that would have been a score. So.
Right. Anyhow, just finishing here real quick with SmartScan Medical Imaging was telling you that they're in Eau Claire. They accept most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com. All right, from the 35-yard of McDonald, Tanner Lewis, handoff King. King off the right side. Gets by one. He's to the 30-yard line, sees that first down marker, and a flag is thrown, I believe. I thought I saw a flag go down.
Yeah.
He was short of the first down.
Holding. There we go. Yeah, it looks like number 50 locked up with Ryan there and pretty much tackled him.
All right. Well, this game, the winner moves on, and the loser suffers their only defeat of the season inside of a minute now. And it was at the 35, so they're going to take it from the point of infraction.
Well, they must not have been what I saw with Ryan there. It must have been further downfield if they're going from the spot of the foul.
Yeah.
So.
Right, and so that was almost near the first down at the 26, or so he was short. And they'll march it off to about the 37 or so. So I guess, do you still score the run statistically? I mean, because he had the run from the 35 to the 27 and now back to the 37. Receiver in motion, Grosskreutz. And a pitch out, King. King going to take it to the 35 and he's going to be pushed out of bounds. And a good job by Minen and also Eli Stepp that time.
Good job by the defense just to stretch that play out so he had nowhere to go but out of bounds.
Right.
He did have blockers out in front of him, but he just didn't have anywhere to go through him. So
to the good 33. Job by the defense. So really only a gain of 4 on the play. and the penalty earlier giving them 25 yards in penalties in the first half, matching McDonald, each team with the 25 yards in penalties. All right, from the 33 now, just about 45 seconds left in the half. From the pistol, the senior quarterback, Lewis, around the right side. Good penetration by Bussey. He's chasing him down, and they knock him out of bounds. But great job by the Max defense. They were hungry that time and fired up.
Both of our ends, Ryan and Bussey, out there chasing him down. So good job.
And Nash Winger, too.
Yep.
Good job, guys, and way to go. Again, Tanner Lewis, incredibly talented quarterback, but the Max, good to see that Eye of the Tiger, which we've heard as a song a couple of times before the game. No gain for Lewis, and that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, this is a huge play here right before half.
Yeah.
So
Lewis has 70 yards running. Remember, he had a 65-yard touchdown run, but they've been a good job here. Fourth and eight from the 33. They got to get to the 25. Wouldn't leave McDonald a whole lot of time, but you can shut them down. Make sure that door is shut. Don't let any more points get in. Tanner Lewis out of that pistol. He'll pitch it to King. King's got to get 8 yards. King's building up ahead of steam, and the Max defense is very close, and he went out of bounds too.
Yeah,
boy, he's a smart player. He got really close.
I think he might be short.
All right.
Well, the defense isn't acting like he's short.
Yeah. It depends on the mark, and they're on the opposite side of where the marker is. And they're saying first down. An 8-yard run for King.
A first down for the Bears.
And that is their ninth first down. All right, well, again, not a lot of time, but King was heads up there. I mean, he got the first down, and he got out of bounds.
Yeah, yep.
25-yard line. 31.9 seconds left in this first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch providing the pictures on Max TV. Thank you, Val. All right. Dane Munn off to the left side. Look out for him. 11 touchdown catches this year. Time running out in this first half. 27-20. Clayton. And now intercepted. The Max with the pickoff. Down the sideline. Daniel Fritz is going to get stopped. The flag is thrown at the 46. Oh, Danny Fritz.
Wow, that... Very timely. That was just awesome by Danny getting that there. Jeez.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of time left, but you for sure didn't want them to score going in.
That was huge, yeah.
So, huge play there. Didn't get the stop on fourth down, but we'll take that.
Yeah. And the first turnover for either club tonight. So Fritz, who's played tremendous defensively, stepping up, and then there was a penalty against McDonald. 10 yards so far. Okay.
Interception will stand.
Back to the. Okay.
By the Max, brings them back.
I thought it was 10 yards.
It will take over first,
but they said it was blocked
31.
In the back, so back to about the 31 yard line. But a great interception by Fritz for sure. And.
So now here, what do we do? We take a shot,
or
we just
go
into halftime?
Yeah, that's a good question. We will find out here in a matter of moments. 22.6 seconds, down by a touchdown. The Max do get it to start the second half. David Anderson, their best receiver, on the bench, on the sidelines. Injury of sorts. We don't know about any specifics. And no gain for Dawson Moulton. And that'll maybe do it. And that's going to – okay. Who's calling timeout? Timeout McDonald. All right. With 10.9 seconds. We'll take a break as well. Back in a moment. Max down by a touchdown. 11 seconds left. First half from Clayton.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
All right, the Max now back here on Max TV. There's the complete. Oh, through Ryan Smisky's hands, incomplete. He was open. Just didn't happen.
Yeah, that was kind of going to be the hook and ladder play right there. Ah, yeah, Danny, okay. Danny coming up behind him, and he was supposed to, you know, if he would have caught that, he was going to pitch it to Danny. That's what it looked like.
Well, that would have been fun, and it could have scored. I mean, he was wide open.
So, yeah.
All right. Stops the clock with 8.7 seconds. I guess, you know, we've seen some trickery from Clayton. McDonald's got some things, and Maloney's bag of tricks, too. Smisky out to this side as well. Max waning moments of this first half, trailing by a touchdown. Down the sideline, and shooting it for Dawson Moulton, but he couldn't quite get there. It was in the ballpark, though, I'll tell you.
It was close, yeah, just overshot him just by a little bit. But with Dawson's speed, one-on-one, I'll take that.
Now, I think that Max making a good decision here. It's interesting because on first down, they tried to run it to Dawson, although, you know, they were probably thinking, hey, let's, you know, you're thinking bigger. Let me just say, the last two runs for Dawson, they've held him to nothing. So,
yes,
you know, in more recent runs, he's got 113 yards unofficially, but they are stepping up a bit.
Yeah, we'll see if they take one more shot.
Yeah. 2.8 seconds, 27-20, Clayton. It's only leading to halftime. We got a whole another 24 minutes of regulation, folks. All right, pitch out, and it's going to be Moulton to end the half, and he's going to run it as far as he can. And he gets to the 47-yard line, a gain of 16, and that'll do it. As halftime arrives, as the Max get their last first down of the first half. Our score at halftime, what a half it was, a shootout, 27-20. Clayton leads it back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated.
And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back at Clayton, where it's halftime and the Clayton Bears lead the McDonald Max in the Battle of the Unbeatens 27-20. We do have an update on Thorpe and Gilman, though.
Yeah, sounds like Thorpe is up on Gilman 16-6, so kind of a surprise there, but
it is a surprise.
Thorpe is a good team.
Time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Seth Smisky, your thoughts in the first half, Max trailing at 27-20.
Well, we knew that they were going to run at us, and they got some big guys up front, and the guy that really impresses me is number 54, just making plays, you know, good, so athletic. They had him back at fullback.
Andrew,
put him on the line.
Andrew Young, 5'8", 235 pounds.
And then he kind of plays linebacker, too, so he moves very well for a big guy, and he's causing some trouble for us. But we got to figure out a way to stop him on defense here, shut that run down, and then read our keys. They're running some plays that are a little tricky, and we just got to stay disciplined and read our keys. And trust our teammates to do the job.
Yeah, so let's recap the scoring for you as far as that half is concerned. And then after the break, we'll have the great clips, great plays of the first half. With 9:52 to go, again, to start the game, I mean, Gilman had a terrific kickoff return inside the 20. And then that very first play, there was a 3-yard loss, but there was a 15-yard penalty against McDonald in terms of, you know, a high tackle. And so between the kickoff return and that 15-yard penalty, they were right inside the red zone. And with 9:52 to go first quarter, they got the touchdown by the talented Landon King, the junior tailback. And the extra point was no good. It was 6-0. Then McDonald came back with a 25-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Smisky on a 4th and 6. Extra point was good, and the Max actually had the lead with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. Then coming right back, though, it was my roster keeps falling on the floor. We've got a slanted table here. But then with the first play from scrimmage, right, the ball goes out of bounds in the kickoff, and so they actually, Tanner Lewis, it was an incredible fake, and he goes 65 yards down the left sideline. And they get a flea flicker extra point, 2-point conversion from the 8 rather than the 3 because of a penalty. And then they grab the lead at 14-7. The Max answered, though, with 1:12 to go in the first quarter, a 20-yard touchdown run by Grant Smisky after a 54-yard run by Dawson Moten. We'll have both of those hopefully in the Hy-Vee, in the great clips, great plays of the first half coming up here. Then Clayton answers back with 9:02 to go, second quarter, a 30-yard touchdown pass to Dane Munn, the sophomore. Extra point good, 21-14. And then Clayton advances their lead as Grant Smisky on a punt hesitated to look, is there anybody I could pass it to? And that hesitation hurt because Alex Schradl was another impressive defender, blocked it, gobbled it up, ran for the touchdown. And the extra point, no good. It was 27-14. But the Max answered before halftime with 1:57 left. Daniel Fritz, a touchdown run of 2 yards up the middle, and the extra point, no good. And then Fritz actually stepping up again with a interception before halftime. Our score at the half, Clayton 27, McDonald 20. What a half.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth. And you know, if it was flipped, we were up 27-20, I'd have a little better feeling about it.
But, yeah.
You know, hey, we're still in this. We're only down. The thing that just makes you a little uneasy is we haven't stopped them really yet.
Yeah.
You know, that offense yet. So,
although we'll take that interception and something. And, again, yep. Concerns for David Anderson. again, I don't know. Neither of us has any idea, really, in terms of.
No, and, you know, it's just one of those things where somebody's just got to step up and fill his role.
And I think they still can. I mean, Ryan had a touchdown catch earlier. Cale Holmes went on the receiving end. We've seen Nash Winger out there. Dawson Moulton. I mean, there's a couple of ideas near the end of the half that just didn't quite work, but are capable of working.
Yep. And with David, the biggest thing, you lose is speed.
Yeah.
You know, he's able to chase people down on defense and stop that big play, and on offense, he can run by a lot of people.
If he cannot come back tonight, how about we win this game and he can join us next week?
That's the idea. Exactly. Yep.
Hey, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Our great clips, great plays of the half coming up. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Swim
down. This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own Marquee Spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of Marquee Spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wirzgala, they're always here to help.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Val Knobloch back in Clayton, where the Bears lead the Max 27-20, the Hy-Vee halftime show. And now time for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Yeah, I got my last haircut there. May need another one this weekend, in fact. Here are some of the great plays of that first half for the McDonald Max here on WOGO Sports on Max TV. In the huddle, second, fourth down. They got stopped last time. They're on the left side faking. Here comes the rush on Smisky. He's got his receiver, Ryan Smisky. Oh. He's on the left sideline. Ryan Smisky rumbling, stumbling, right in the end zone. Touchdown.
All
what a
right
score for Ryan. With 2:13 to go, first quarter, the Max have tied it at 6 here in Clayton. And that was exciting. However, we know that they came back and scored and had the 65-yard touchdown run from Lewis, but the Max answered on some back-to-back plays.
Really lined up and had a solid drive, you know, so we'll see how it goes here.
First and 10 from the 26, Grant Smisky, the junior quarterback under center. Pitch out right side, Moulton. Moulton on the far side, going to get to the 30 and bumping outside the 35. He's still
nice
going. Moulton in midfield. He's going to go. Moulton the 40, the 35, the 30. Oh, he's behind. One last desperate effort knocks him down in the Johnson roll-off red zone, but how about Dawson Moulton from the 26-yard line inside the 20? They thought they had him stopped.
Yeah.
What a run that was. All right, now Smiski going to take it up the middle. Running from the 20, the 15, still going, the 10, the 5. Smiski into the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Grant Smiski. And brings the Max within one with 1:12 to go. First quarter, 14-13. And McDonald with the extra point actually tying the game there. And then we saw the next couple of scores go to their tough opponent, Clayton. But McDonald was not done for the half. There you go with the guest play caller. Cale Ho off to the left. Ryan Smiski to the right. Grant under center. I formation behind him. Hand off Fritz. Fritz is going to get it into the end zone.
Or that.
Touchdown. Yeah, that'll work. That'll do.
Yep, that'll do.
And Fritz then went on to get an interception before half, which was huge as well because Clayton had just gotten another first down on a 4th and 8, actually. So.
Yeah, our offense is doing just fine. We're moving the ball. We're scoring points. One bad play on that punt gives them an extra touchdown. That's why it's just super critical here. We get the ball, we come out, and we score. And if it's going to be a shootout, well, you know, hey, another turnover. That interception that Danny made was pretty timely. Let's get another one or pick up a fumble. And yeah.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take another timeout. Come back with more in a moment. The second half still ahead of us. As the Max trailing at Clayton, again, the battle of unbeatens, the Lakeland West champ, Clayton, against the CWC West champ, McDonald, 9-0 Max, 10-0 Clayton, second half coming up on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Don't miss the 16th annual McDonald's Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th from 11 to 6 at McDonald's Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. The all-you-care-to-eat spaghetti menu includes homemade garlic bread, side salad, and dessert. Cost is $15 for ages 13 to adult, $10 for ages 5 to 12, and kids 4 and under are free. Check out the amazing basket raffles as well. The McDonald Area Catholic High School Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butter Burgers, Custard and Cheese Curds, Culver's of Lake Halley.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, the halftime counting down here. McDonald trailing Clayton 27-20. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. All right, we're about ready for the second half here. And, again, the Macs are going to receive. We've talked about that.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
it's a huge key right now, and it's a huge benefit for us. So,
and
but
again,
we got to score.
Just feel the drama here. 10-0 Clayton, 9-0 McDonald. They've had a tremendous season, regardless of the result here. But somebody moves on to face the winner of Thorpe and Gilman. Thorpe up 16-6 at last word. And somebody sees their season end on their lone blemish.
Yes.
And Gitson will kick it off now from the 40. McDonald to receive and go left to right. I'd be fine if they don't try to do kind of all the fakery. Let's just get the ball as
get
far
it,
as we can.
Get upfield.
Gitson, the left-footed booter, a la Garo Yepremian from days gone by. And there's the catch, and they're going to try to fake it again. And who has the ball? It's going to be Moulton on the far side. It's been Moulton each time. And a flag is thrown at about the 20-yard line. And the Macs 80 yards from pay dirt.
Yeah, and I think they've done that three times. Moulton's come away with it all
three.
Yeah,
he has. Yeah.
So, and looks like there's a penalty, probably holding. So that backs up a little more.
Yep. And so, again, that penalties, we didn't give you a lot of stats at halftime, but the Macs had 35 yards in penalties to 25 for Clayton in the first half, and they mark it back to about the 8-yard line. That is not where you want to start.
No, not how we wanted to start off here. So
40.
Let's get just good positive first down play here. We can't go backwards, not at the 8.
My one pen is frozen. I'm going to have to switch it for us here in the second half. All right. Here we go. Smisky back to pass. Here comes the rush on him, chasing him, and he's going to be down inside the 5. Did he fumble the football? And Clayton is indicating he did. Hopefully the Macs are on top of it, and they're going to say keep the clock running. Okay, so
Macs
recovered a fumble inside the 5, but not the way we wanted to start here, Seth.
No, kind of
obviously.
Not at the 8-yard line.
No.
You wanted a good 3-4-5-yard first down run or something, and not lose.
And
I'm
going to call it a sack. I think he was going back to pass. A sack of minus 5 for Smisky as he'll take over. Again, second down, and this is going to be Moulton around the right side, coming past the 10, got out some distance. Well,
Moulton,
let's see.
With the carry.
They're way at the other end here, so maybe it was more like the 8 or so. Let's see where they mark it. It was second and 15 from the 3.
Third and 10.
All right, they're going to call it the 8, gain of 5 for Moulton, 118 yards rushing for the sophomore. Again, a very young McDonald team. You talk about just the two seniors, and one of them, Miles Flanagan, just playing on one side of the ball here tonight.
Yep, and that last play right there is what we would like to see on first down.
All right, now, kind of backed up. Again, a third down, and 10 for the Macs. They need to get to the 18. Smisky under center. They're on the near side. Back to pass. Three-step drop. He's going to fire the long ball, and it's caught out there. Tremendous catch on the back sideline, celebrating.
To the left side. For a long match first down.
That is, and I can't catch the number. He won't turn.
I know.
That looks like.
Yeah, that's Cale Holmes.
Yep.
Cale Holmes stepping up big time from the 8-yard line. They get it all the way out to the 35, a gain of 27 yards, and a McDonald first down. Holmes' third catch of the night.
Yeah, ball a little behind him, but that was just perfect. He was able to come back to it and make a good catch.
Well, Grant put it where it needed to be, and now they're going to go running the ball on the far side to Dawson Moulton, and just a short gain. With 10 minutes to go, third quarter, the Macs down by 7. But, wow, a huge third and 10 and a 27-yard pickup on the pass to Cale Holm in the one-on-one coverage with Gitson.
Yeah, nothing else. I mean, if we would have to punt on this drive,
yeah,
I mean, it just
right
helps so much as far as field position is concerned.
120 yards rushing for
Bolton. We're not going to punt.
Now, second down and eight. Or if we do punt, we're going to punt right away.
Yes, no more of that messing around.
Yeah, that's right. And then Smisky stumbling a little bit, running for his life now around the right side. He's going to throw an interception. It's picked off by his counterpart quarterback, Tanner Lewis, stepped in front of the intended receiver. And again, Grant ran for his life around the right side, thought he saw somebody. I think it was Ryan Smisky.
Yeah, it was Ryan.
But Lewis stepped in front. And so now each quarterback, one interception apiece.
Yeah, and he probably should have just continued out of bounds on that play. But, you know, you can feel kind of this team's a good team, and you don't want to give the ball back to him. So there's probably a little more desperation. And,
well, I think there's always
– you know, you make a
– and I think you – He kept the play running again. But you thought you saw something, and Lewis is a very talented athlete.
Yeah, tight window. Thought he could get it in there, but unfortunately he didn't.
From the 47 now in McDonald territory. Looked to be some movement, and I'm going to say illegal procedure. It is against Clayton. So a five-yard penalty on the Bears here in this third quarter. Their first possession. They're up to 30 yards and penalties in this second half as well. And so back to the 48-yard line, 9:24 to go in this third quarter. Clayton leading at 27-20. The Max, that drive just didn't, the penalty on the kickoff. And so, you know, if they do go on to win, I'll tell you, they will have overcome some things, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, injuries and everything. And that's why good metaphor for life, the challenges and trials that you face. In motion is Dane Munn. Hand off to Munn. He's going to go around the right side, but the Macs are there. And Smisky with a good tackle.
Yeah, good job by Ryan getting upfield.
Yeah, loss of two on the play.
Yeah, making a good tackle. Didn't let him slip away.
No, they said the 48, so a loss of three on the play for Munn.
And long for the Bears.
So Munn is actually, in addition to being a talented receiver, he is a guy who's thrown the ball a couple of times, but that time he goes for minus three on the carry. So second and 18 now from the 45. So the Max defense stepping up here.
Yeah, and on that run, it almost seemed like he paused just a little bit, like he was looking down.
Maybe he was. Yeah, he's got that ability. You can check it. He's the only guy that's thrown the ball other than Tanner Lewis. Lewis now back to pass. Here comes the rush on him. They're chasing him, and now he's going to run. The 45, the 50, and he's out of bounds about the 48. Oh, boy, and a flag is thrown. You know, that was the thing. He was close to the out of bounds, and you hope that it's not the case, but apparently they hit him in the out of bounds, and so that is going to be painful.
That's such a tough one there when they're right on the sideline there, and you're running full speed on defense. Yeah.
You love it when it's on the other team, and you hate it when it's on your team.
Absolutely.
So he'd run.
That's tough break there.
Tanner Lewis had run for 9 yards, giving him 79 on the night. He had the big 65-yard touchdown. But then they're going to take it from there.
It's too far away to see it. We don't have, replay all that. But it was really close, you know.
Yeah. 15-yard penalty, and the Max, those penalties piling up, though, now, I got to say. 60 yards in penalties here in this contest tonight. All right, now Lewis from that pistol after they got yet another first down. And it's going to be King. King dashing his way down the left sideline and knocked out of bounds at about the 10.
To the left side for a Bears first down.
So a 20-yard run by King.
Yeah, that offensive line just getting a really good push.
So after McDonald was initially stepping up.
It was looking really good there.
Going to be out of bounds about the 12, so an 18-yard run for King. And he's over 100 yards now with 101 yards rushing on the night. So first and 10 for Clayton. 8:15 to go, third quarter. Leading at 27-20, trying to build on their lead. Lewis from the pistol. He'll fake it. He'll keep it himself. He'll run down the left sideline, try to get in the end zone, and he got in for the score with 8:08 to go, third quarter. And it's 33-20 Clayton.
That's tough. Good play call, though.
Yeah.
Really, really good play call, and they've been running the ball so much doing that counter and to fake it, and they set us up for it, I think. They've been handing it off many times, and he hasn't run with it much, so.
A Tanner Lewis interception ultimately leads to a touchdown drive. A 15-yard late hit on McDonald hurt on that drive. And then the mixture of King and Lewis, and we knew that was going to be the case, but even if you know what's coming, and then there's trouble with the extra point. The extra point, one of the weaknesses for Clayton, though, we have to say, right? That is, they do have a weakness. That's probably, it's against McDonald.
Yeah, it looks like it's against McDonald, and I don't know. Maybe now with the penalty, you get half the distance and you go for two here?
I don't know. Yeah, they've been successful at it.
Encroachment on the defense.
It's 33-20 right now. And, yeah, if you get to the two, all of a sudden it's 35-20, and they will. So operating from the pistol, the quarterback, Lewis, the senior, King to his left. He takes it. Low snap. Trouble with it, and the Macs are going to get him. So forget it. And we're back in a minute. The Macs here on WOGO are in a position where they are down 13.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's going to be great. Download our app today.
All right, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back with Val Cano Block here. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Max trailing it by 13, but hey, you fight on, right? Still a ton of time. 8:08 to go here in this third quarter. And again, it's a very good Clayton team. Maybe the best team you've faced all season.
Yes. If,
I mean, you beat Oglethorpe,
you know,
came from behind.
Not the, the best right up there for sure.
They have not lost all year, so they got a winner's mindset.
Yep.
One of their wins was a 2-0 forfeit, but, you know, they very convincing wins in many of their contests. Again, the Macs like that fake kickoff return. Who's got it? And this time it's not Dawson Moulton, and it is the other returner.
Step with the returner. Yeah,
Eli Step.
Kind of looked like, though, on the coverage, that would have been the one where Dawson should have got this.
Right.
They seem to be more on the far side of the field.
They kind of felt like they were going to hand it out to him eventually.
Yeah, right.
The return will bring it up to the
25. What's the odds here?
So from the 25-yard line, it'll be McDonald, 75 yards from a score, down two touchdowns, no David Anderson. We don't have any specifics on that, but just he did play early, but not now. Smisky to one side, two receivers to the left. Grant Smisky, the junior, under center. And the handoff up the middle, and the Macs are going to go. Fritz into the secondary, runs all the way to the 39-yard line before he slips and falls, but another McDonald first down.
You know, we tried that earlier in the game where we brought Dawson across, faked it, and went for like maybe a yard, and that time
it worked good.
A lot better.
And so a nice run by Fritz that time. He's got three carries for 19 yards unofficially on the night. Another McDonald first down from the 39 now. 7:40 and counting in the third quarters. Down 33-20. Receiver in motion is Dawson Moulton. Rolling to the left, Smisky. He looks. He's got his receiver, Ryan, his cousin, and he'll get it to about the 47 or 48.
It's nice to see him come back and, you know, just keep throwing the ball.
You know, the one thing I think I saw that time, I felt like I saw him just kind of there was something in for sort of set, like, okay, I think this is there. You know, I mean,
I
felt like it was I'm going to make sure as best I can.
Yep.
Second and one, so it's a nice short one here after that 9-yard completion, cousin to cousin. Back to pass. Here comes the rush on Grant, and they're going to smother him. Oh, boy. He goes down, and they were the big rush there, and one of them, number 50, Alex Schradl, had the block punt and the score earlier.
Yeah, he held on to the ball for a little too long, waiting for somebody to break open, probably just he needed maybe another second.
Yeah.
And a second is like years in the backfield.
That is their second sack of the second half already. So that pass defense And the pass rush picking up. That creates a third and 10 now for the Max. Going left to right. Clock moving at 6:45 left third quarter. Max down 13. One running back behind Smisky. He'll roll out to the right a little bit. He's going to heave the long ball. He's got Ryan Smisky. Can't quite get there. No pass interference. Incomplete. Fourth and 10.
Yeah, Grant had some time there. Just not quite able to connect.
And Ryan, a big target, but he's not at David Anderson speed either.
No. So you got to adjust a little bit. But it almost looked like his feet got a little bit tangled up with the defensive back, slowed him down a little bit. So.
Yeah, and I think you're going with something that maybe they're thinking you're only going to go for the first out, and maybe you're going to try to fool them on
yep.
that. All right,
yep.
So Grant in a punting formation. There's the snap. He's going to boot it right away. And there's kind of a low kick, far side, out of bounds. Not what he wanted.
No, not a great punt. Probably went, they're going to give him, what, 8, 9, 10 yards?
Yeah.
8 yards. Not much. Not great.
Punt out of bounds. Spotted at the 47-yard line. Bears
so right now, things are not going our way.
No.
All phases of the game.
Right. You're down by 13. Clayton gets the football. And, again, that combination of Lewis and King and probably Lewis, most notably. I mean, he's just been offense and defense. It's Dane Munn off to the left side now.
Yeah, right now you're just thinking we need a big play,
another interception
big momentum
or something.
Changer, yep.
Yeah, and it's going to be Tanner Lewis going to take it up the middle, and he's going for at least seven or so.
The middle, Tanner Lewis.
And a good dash that time as they had the initial line of scrimmage was the McDonald 47, and he takes it to the 38, so a gain of 9 for Lewis, and he's up to 100 yards rushing on the night, Seth. Not a ton of carries either.
No.
8 carries for 100 yards. He had the 65-yard touchdown run.
Yep. They don't run him much, but when they do, it's very effective.
Yeah, and he balances with King real well. So second and 1, and now he's going to run this up the middle and pound his way for another Clayton first down.
Yeah, so right now we're just Clayton's just going to burn some clock and
yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Hey, that's a simple play too. It's not real prone to a turnovers, and if you can get 4 or 5 yards a pop, why not?
And that goes to the 30. They're going to say the 32, so a gain of 6 that time. So King up to 106. Here's the thing. I mean, if they get a third score though, all of a sudden you're down 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
And so at this point, this is really for the Max to dig in right here now.
Yep.
First and 10 from the McDonald 32, going right to left. Lewis from the pistol, the senior quarterback. And he's going to take it himself again. And good job by the McDonald defense.
Go.
They wrap him up that time.
Yep, good job on Bussy getting
Bussy,
out.
Yeah, the sophomore.
Making a play.
Stepping up. He's growing up here tonight before our eyes, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He's doing it all, offense, defense. But he's come up big on defense here.
You know, they're going to say 1 yard to the 31 that time. 107 yards rushing now for the talented senior quarterback Tanner Lewis. And don't forget about Landon King as well. King to his left. And Lewis from the pistol. He's going to hand it. No, he kept it himself. Did he again?
Yes.
Wait, I don't know why they're not handing it to King. I mean, it's a lot of Lewis, and I almost expected it to go to King.
It kind of had me
They're giving him good forward progress. I thought he was back further. But
Mason Bussy just reading it perfect that time. The last time they run it, he had a lot of room. So
yeah. And a slight delay here as Coach LeBlanc is talking to his talented quarterback with inside of 4:10 to go, third quarter. A third and 12 now from the 34 after the great job by Bussy. And that was not a sack. It was kind of one of those running. He was running, and they got him for a loss of 3. All right, third and 12 now. Can the Max defense step up? It would sure help if they could here. And a timeout, and they want to talk it over. We're back in a moment. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Looking for a rock-solid career with a family-owned company? Haas Incorporated offers competitive pay, 100% paid health insurance premiums, 10% company 401k contribution, dental, vision, and life insurance. Haas is now hiring for full and part-time shop technicians in Thorpe and Eau Claire, as well as a project manager in Thorpe. Apply in person or at Haas4.com. That's H-A-A-S, the number 4.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovee.com.
All right, Clayton now on this 3rd and 12 from the McDonald 34. And it's going to be Tanner Lewis is going to take it again. And he's going to get the first down, and he's still on his feet. And he's going to go all the way for a touchdown. 34 yards, Tanner Lewis with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And now Clayton leads it 39-20.
Another good play call there. They bring the running back out to the left, which takes our linebacker out there to cover him. And then the quarterback is just kind of one-on-one with the defensive line, the DN, so a little bit of a speed mismatch there. So, that's a tough blow right there.
39-20, Clayton leading the Max. And appearing to go for two here. Try to make it 41-20. Lewis, kind of the MVP of this game. Out of the pistol, looking. Here comes the rush, and the Max are going to be able to get to him that time. Caleb Leet wraps him up. All right, we're back in a moment. Max down 19, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls congratulates the McDonald Max and wishes them the best of luck in the playoffs. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
All right, it's 39-20. Boy, it felt like the defense was stepping up there, Seth. 3rd and 12, and you just had them for a 3-yard loss. And then, I think you explained it well. It was a creative play, but it's just from a fan standpoint, you're like, man.
Yeah. But they've converted a few of those, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9.
Have. Fourth down,
fourth, yeah.
So, again, they've got a 19-point lead. It's 3 touchdowns. You got no David Anderson, but, tell you what, it sets itself up for quite a comeback here. All right, the Max need to recover the ball, and the kickoff is inside about the 9-yard line, and now they've got it, and they're returning it out short of the 20, where it'll be first down, Dawson Moulton. I don't know, the kickoff tonight has been kind of off kilter.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there, like who's going to grab it, and they both kind of thought the other one was going to grab it.
Yeah, right.
So,
just shy of the 20 at the 19-yard line, where the Max will take over 81 yards from a score and down by 19. They're at the 19. They need 19 points. Smiski under center. Handoff, and there's the run for a short gain for the Max. And it's Daniel Fritz on that one as they had Moulton in that wingback spot.
Yeah. This is definitely probably the most the Max have run this 3 wide receiver set. In a game, but I'm sure that leads to maybe hopefully some bigger plays to try to come back in this.
And then trying to stop them is just another very difficult problem, which you've pointed out. They did have the Fritz interception, but Moulton by and large, and Dawson Moulton around the left side. That time is the side of 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. It's going to be a 3rd and 4 for the Max.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to start chucking it down the field a little bit here, I would think.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on the clock eventually. I mean, you got 14 and a half minutes left. Smiski under center now, third and four. Max, need that first down. Pitch out to the near side. Moulton stretching it out and gets out of bounds. Pitch close to the first down. Needed Moulton 4 yards. Very close. Running plays, but he did get out of bounds and a first down, McDonald.
All right.
So 127 yards rushing for Dawson Moulton. And the Max 10th first down of the night. All right, so, yeah, we'll see. I mean, you kind of think down 19 points, maybe you're going to pass, but nonetheless, three running plays there and inside of 2.5 minutes. And Grant comes in with the play now from Coach Maloney.
And ultimately, I mean, we just got to score. And if we it's tough to get.
Cale Holm off to this side, one receiver. I formation behind Grant. Handoff up the middle. Max pounding it away. And Dawson Moulton that time for a short gain.
So, I mean, not a lot of time to get some separation on the pass. So
Dawson up to 129 yards rushing on the evening. Second and 8 for McDonald. Clock ticking now, 2:08 left, third quarter. Down 39-20. Just two seniors. Everybody but two guys will be back next year. And they're going to pound it up the middle again. Not a whole lot doing with Dawson Moulton again.
Good fake there. Yeah. I mean, it faked him out good enough for Grant to get smacked in the backfield.
And no gain on the play for Dawson Moulton. And now it's a 3rd and 8 for McDonald. And, again, chewing up some clock here that you don't necessarily want to do, but 1:35 left in this third quarter. Max have missed David Anderson. No question about that, offense and defense. Went out of the game early. We didn't necessarily even see the play, right?
I didn't see when it happened.
It wasn't anything that he wasn't, like, late on the field. Third down and 8. Smiski, a little dumper. He's got it completed to Fritz. Fritz hauls it in. He's in midfield. Fritz across the turf to the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30. And he's knocked down about the 26-yard line. Daniel Fritz, what a run as he goes for 42 yards.
It's nice to see Dave or Danny and Grant hooking up there. Danny's just so good in the open field and just a great play call there.
And I believe his first catch of the night that I have for him.
Gilman has taken the lead 20-16.
Gilman 20-16 over Thorpe, they're saying. So
yeah. Heck, Gilman, they're a tough, resilient team.
Okay, yeah, right. So they were down 16-6 and now they're up. Yeah, they're final 45 seconds of the quarter. Grant Smiski rolls out to the right, looks it downfield. He's going to rifle one, and it's tipped incomplete. Dangerous pass intended for Ryan Smiski that time, but some good coverage applied in the play by number 28, Owen Anderson, a freshman defensive back.
Yeah, it was good coverage. That throw just needed a little bit more air on it.
Yeah.
Ryan has the height advantage. If he could have got it just a little bit higher.
And there was room. I mean, had it gone deeper into the end zone. But, all right, from the 27-yard line, 2nd and 10 for the Max. 39.4 seconds left, third quarter. Smiski rolling to the right. Now he's going to go back the other way. He's got his receiver. And he completed to Fritz. Fritz pounding his way into the Johnson roll-off red zone down to the 12-yard line. Good job by Fritz on the 15-yard completion.
Just a super good job of Miles Flanagan out there holding that block. He had to hold it for, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 seconds while that play set up, and he was able to hold it, and Danny was able to run past him. So great blocking by Miles there on that play.
Maybe call it a 14-yard gain instead, but still great job on both of these recent completions. Daniel Fritz, we talk about Anderson being out, other guys stepping up, Fritz doing it. Pitch out to Dawson Moulton on the near side, and he's going to jump his way to the 10-yard line, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Our score after 3 from Clayton. The unbeaten Bears, 39. The unbeaten Max, 20. The fourth quarter, a minute away. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The fourth quarter now, and the Max from the 10-yard line. Handoff, Fritz up the middle. He's going to come around the left side, still going to the 5-yard line. Boy, what great effort by Daniel Fritz.
That's about as tough of a run as you're going to see right there.
5-yard, but he ran a long way to get the 5 yards for McDonald, creating a third down and three from the 5. And Fritz now has 5 carries for 27 yards.
Yeah, Danny's having a heck of a game.
Yep. Offense and defense and catching the ball, too. A couple of catches for 56 just here in the second half. And now McDonald, a big play here on a third down and 3 from the 5-yard line. Need to get to the 2 for the first down. And there's around the left side, Dawson Walton going to make his way into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald. And the Max now back within 13 at 11-4 to go in this fourth quarter.
You know, defense comes out here, gets a stop. There's still plenty of time.
Yep. So that makes it 39-26. Max.
It's like we're going for 2 here. Haven't done that in a while.
Dawson Moulton with the score. And there's the fake pitch. Smisky keeps it. He's going to go down. So they do not get the 2. 39-26, down 13. When we come back in a minute, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
And join us for our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show a bit later here on the broadcast on WOGO Sports as we get set for the kickoff. 39-26, Max down 13, 11:04 left in regulation. There's the boot from Cale Holm, and it's going to go into the end zone. And there we go. Hey, let me take a moment to tell you, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with A new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO.
Well, we got the touchback there. That's what we wanted.
Yep.
No, not held, didn't have an opportunity to return it anywhere. So now defense just got to step up, get a stop here.
Yep.
Or a turnover would be fantastic as well.
Absolutely do. And there's the handoff, and it's the quarterback. Lewis apparently fumbled it and able to maintain possession.
Recovered by the offense.
Good.
Brings up second down. Loss of two on the play.
There we go. That's what we needed. Keep her going.
And now second down. Is the clock running? And again, they're going to try to chew up the clock. It's interesting in the Max drive. I mean, they did run the ball a significant amount of times, but eventually working their way down the field and mixing in some pretty good passes to Fritz, most notably, as well. And now Tanner Lewis on the second down takes it around the far side, but Fritz and company there to greet him after the two-yard loss in the previous play for Lewis. He's got 136 yards rushing before that run, gaining four up to 140 yards rushing on the night.
Yeah, they brought their receiver, ran him in to crack on one of our, either the end or the linebacker, and he was able to get out, but we read it pretty decently.
Yeah. And so now Lewis returning. Third down and eight from the 22. Out of that pistol, rolling to the right. Looks, and he's through the hands of Grosskreutz and incomplete for a fourth and eight. Well, that would seem to be a punting situation, so here's an opportunity for the Max.
Yep. It's a great opportunity to make things interesting, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, this team is 9-0 on the season. They've been resilient and strong and have overcome a lot and have come from behind in other contests. And so why not?
Yep. Yeah, we've been able to move the ball on offense all night for the most part.
Yeah, and there's the boot from the left-footed quarterback, and he boots it out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. So, again, what can't Tanner Lewis do? Apparently he can punt as well.
Yep. All right, offense, here's defense did what they needed to do, so let's
Right.
Score fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Well.
Max will come out here. And there's the first down pass completed over the middle for the McDonald Max from the 43 to the 45-yard line. So Cale Holm again, his fourth catch on the night.
Great route by Cale. Good pass by Grant. And that was close. That was close to going the distance there.
Yeah. 12-yarder, and he's up to 55 yards receiving on the evening. And the Max getting their 13th first down. And now the pitch out on the right side to Dawson Moulton. And Moulton going to take it around the right side. And he's still on the move. And Moulton is going to go. And he's caught from behind. And he holds on to the football. Then inside of the 10-yard line in the Johnson Roloff red zone.
There we go. Let's keep her going, offense. Moulton almost getting a score there.
And now McDonald knocking on the door, and all of a sudden within one score, getting this to a one-touchdown game.
Ball spotted at the eight.
Yeah, I was hoping things would go good. This is a little better than I thought it was going to go, so let's keep her going, boys.
Here come the Max now. First and goal from the nine. Miskey hands it off Moulton. Moulton going to be stopped for a short gain that time.
Tackled by Jake Flanagan.
In the previous run, he'd gone for 36 yards, upping him to 173 on the day. And the Max 14th first down. This one from the nine, he gets a gain of two. Moulton up to 175 yards now. From the seven, second down, McDonald. trailing at 39-26, 8:20 to go. And Moulton around the far side, and he's going to pound his way.
Moulton to the right side.
And he got inside of the five. 8:10 in counting.
Last couple times they've done that, they faked it to Dawson, and that time they gave it to him.
Yep. That wing back position running out of that, and gets to, the 3 yard line. So again, after the big run by Moulton, they now a touchdown to make it 39-32 from the 3 yard line, but you got to get it in. Way over here, Cale Holm now. David Anderson on the bench. He's been out since early. The pass to Holm. He caught it. Touchdown. Oh. There it is. Cale Holm makes it a 39-32 game. McDonald down by seven.
That was a great catch by Cale, because that ball was coming fast and hard, and he was able to jump up and catch that ball. So good job, Max.
Well, this season's not going to end without some drama. 7:39 to go in the Max. Within seven, now seemingly going to go for two. They run up there. Smisky, they're set. Smisky rolling to the right side. He wants to run it in himself. He's going to get in there for the two-point conversion. The Max make it 39-34. They're within five, 7:39 to go. Back with the kickoff in a minute. WOGO Sports on Max TV from Clayton.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Well, the Max are down 39-20 with two touchdowns, and now it's a 39-34 game.
Yeah, they couldn't ask for much more than what they've done. And now let's get a good stop on this kickoff.
How about these guys stepping up in the absence of David Anderson, and it's going to be downed in the end zone for Grosskreutz. Number 13, Gitson, actually. So, okay.
Yeah, David, offensively, David went home, but Cale Holm has just come up huge.
He has, yeah.
And we've went to Danny a little bit more in the passing. So
Cale Holm now, it's five catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown.
Way to step up, and hey, I don't think it's too much to ask for one more stop. Come on, defense, let's go.
39-34, McDonald down by five, 7:38 to go here from Clayton. Level two. Eight-player football. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Tanner Lewis, the senior quarterback from the pistol. Low snap, rolling to the right. Here comes the big rush by Ryan Smisky and company, but they complete the pass to Gitson.
You know, they've run that a few times. We've been lucky on a few times, just been a bad pass, and he hasn't caught it. But it seems like each time they run it, he is open, so... Now it looks like number 21, Isaac Crawford's a little hobbled.
I have that as their first pass play of the second half. Gets in two catches for 19 yards. But, they've been, keeping it on the ground, and largely with Tanner Lewis, actually.
Yeah, and I think the big lead trying to milk the clock led to a lot of that. But now they want to get a little more separation.
And
fumble.
Fumble, yes! Fumble on football king. They said he was already on the ground, and he got the first down.
Will be a Bears first down.
Boy, he was already on the ground at the 37, a gain of 9 for King for 110 yards, and their 13th first down.
All right, defense. Yeah, that I think number 54 ended up recovering it, but it looked out.
All right, so snap and taking it, Tanner Lewis around the right side, but the Macs are all over him, and Ryan Smiski playing inspired defense right there.
Yes. Good job by Ryan. You know, he went upfield, but he was able to break back, and he had just enough speed to track him down. It was going to be close, but...
Yeah.
Yep, like you say, inspired defense.
Absolutely. They look fired up right now, that's for sure. Max trying to keep it going here. 39-34, down by five. And finally, again, milking as much as they click. Tanner Lewis on the far side. The Macs are all over him. They're not letting him get away for a 65-yard run now. Nothing good doing on that one.
Great job by Alan Minen that time, keeping contain and then ultimately making the tackle on that play.
On both sides, coming to the right and coming to the left, nothing doing for Lewis, who's run for 140 yards tonight.
That is a big play right here. Huge play. I don't know if they go for it on fourth, but, right here.
Yeah.
And we haven't been super successful at stopping them at third and long, but now's the time.
All right, the big stop here, opportunity. Inside of 5 minutes, down by five. Clayton with the football.
Right on the play. Number 17, the receiver on
all
the
right,
far
Dane
side.
Munn,
jump.
Illegal procedure on the sophomore receiver.
False start on the offense. 5-yard penalty.
And so 5 yards and penalties against Clayton. 35 for them, 60 for the Macs on the evening.
Every yard makes a difference in a game like this.
Yeah.
So we'll take it for sure. Fans, the crowd is crowds, both sides definitely firing up.
4:20 left in regulation. The Macs down five. It doesn't set up well for overtime with the score the way it is. Rolling to the right, Tanner Lewis, the senior quarterback, hit as he throws. He's got a receiver, and he dropped it. He dropped it. That is number one. We told you about him, the little guy. He's only 5 foot 4 inches tall, Lincoln Grosskreutz. And again, Lewis was, I don't know who hit him, but, I mean, just as he released it, he was hit. But the ball was on target, but Grosskreutz was on target.
It was perfect ball.
It was, yeah.
Yep, and
so the Macs get a break on that one, but 4:04 to go, and it would seem to be a punting situation. And Tanner Lewis, their quarterback, is the punter. Four minutes left in somebody's season. The boot from the left-footed kicker, Lewis. It rolls, and it's fielded there by the Macs. And out of there with it is the speedy Eli Stepp, and he's going to race his way all the way into Clayton territory. So Eli Stepp, a terrific punt return.
You can definitely tell that the boys are feeling it.
Yeah, they are. They're fired up. They're going for it.
Yep. That was a good return by Eli. It looked like they had him stopped, and then he kind of broke out of that and got another 8 yards.
Right.
So let's just be smart with the football here and
see what the Macs can do. And the pitch out on the left side, and Dawson Moulton running his way, still going those legs, and he takes it from the 40, and he keeps it going for the Macs to about the 32-yard line, a gain of 8.
Just such tough running by Dawson, and he's done that all season, but it's still really cool to see.
187 yards rushing for Moulton on the night on 27 carries. Second and two for McDonald. Clock at 3:22 and counting. Down by five. A touchdown gives them the lead, right? And that's why that 2-point, they drop the ball. Grant comes out of there with it. He'll try to run, and he gets 2 yards out of it for a first down. Yeah.
That gets a heart beating when you see the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Luckily, he was able to pick it up. And
heads
and
up playing
actually,
by Grant.
Yeah.
And his first run of the second half, a gain of two, to try to stop it to Mark.
They didn't give him the, looks like maybe a measure. Are they going to do a measurement here maybe?
I guess, yeah. Somebody's
or,
ref's
or
tying
no,
his
just
shoe.
He's tying his shoe. Never mind.
and now they are coming out to measure.
Okay, they are.
With 3:09 left, the Max down by 5, but they've got all the momentum. They've scored the last 2 touchdowns when some may have been giving up on the season, but not these young men. Close to a first down, and he... Very... Oh, ooh. He's got just inches. It's 3rd and inches for the Max.
Third down for the Max.
With 3:09 to go. In this fourth quarter, in regulation, Max down by 5. Clayton now back on their haunches a little bit. Their defense. Boy, that just so many back and forth in this game.
Yes. It has been one heck of a game. Either way, this has just been an awesome game.
Smriski now. Under center, he's going to take it himself. First down. Yeah, good quarterback sneak that time and a productive one. Almost like Jalen Hurts with the Eagles. Didn't need the tush push, but hey, got a couple of yards. They give him to the 28-yard line.
Did you ever think you'd be saying tush push
on
the air?
No, I didn't. Another McDonald first down, the 15th. Nobody does it like Philly, though.
No. Well, Jalen, he can squat 600 pounds.
Yeah. So. First and 10 from the 28. McDonald now going right to left. Pitch out Moulton on the right side. But there's that penetration for a loss of 1. And a good job by Landon King getting the loss of 1. Clayton knows if we can keep McDonald out of the end zone, no field goal won't do it.
No.
2:28 and counting.
Yep.
The Max season on the line. Down by 5. They have rallied back here in this fourth quarter. With a couple of touchdowns. 2nd and 11 for McDonald. Maybe even 2nd and 12 from the 30. And a pass, Cale Holm. Holm's going to catch it, just a short one, but wrapped up there by Gitson.
Tackled by Logan Gitson. That'll bring up 3rd down for the Max.
Good high percentage play. Makes 3rd and 4th down just that much more manageable.
Yep. And completion that time by Grant getting a 4-yarder to Holm. 62 yards in receptions on 6 balls for him tonight. And now it's 3rd and 8. Rolling out to the right side, Smriski. Now he's going to look back down the field. He's got it over the head of Ryan Smriski, incomplete. Ryan was open. Just a little bit beyond his reach. So,
yeah.
You know, in terms of, I don't know, but I mean, just Ryan just has that tight end look about him. And, you know, you like those targets where he can be coming right over the middle and just right into his gut, you know?
Yeah, you know, on 3rd down, I'd rather see 4th down and 2.
Fourth and 8 now, and maybe this is the season on the line with 1:34 to go. There's not a whole lot of time. This is it, folks.
Yep, this is it.
This is it. This is the season on the line from the 26. The Max need to get 7. Smriski back to pass. He'll fire it. Completed. Down the left sideline. Cale Holm inside the 5. Oh, baby.
Oh, my
gosh. The Max do it. Grant Smriski finds Cale Holm. Who would have thought it?
That was clutch. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is hard for a parent. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I can understand. From the 29 all the way down to the 4, a 25-yard play. And Cale Holm has been the unexpected hero of receiving, 87 yards receiving. Smriski and company, 1:04 to go, down by 5. Grant under center. Pitch out, near side. Dawson Moulton, he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald!
Wow.
With 54 seconds left, the Max take a 1-point lead.
Oh, my gosh.
They were down 39-20, and McDonald has scored 20 points in the fourth quarter to grab a 1-point lead here at Clayton, and this crowd by the Bears is stunned.
Yeah, I'm stunned, you know. I mean, this is just unbelievable right here. Just no quitting these guys.
The Max will go for 2.
Going for 2, up by 1. They want to make it a 3-point lead. Smriski back to pass. Looking. He's got a receiver on the side, and it's caught for the 2-point conversion. Cale Holm again. Is it Holm or Fritz?
It looks like Cale. I'm going to say
it's 3 or 9.
Yeah.
All right, we'll back in a moment on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Yeah, that was Kale. It was Kale.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
How did they do it? They lead by 3 with 54 seconds left. There's the boot. Look out now. Very dangerous. And here's the return. And the Max focus in and get the job done at the 24-yard line. No flags are thrown. And the clock now at 49 seconds. And Clayton has had the tables turned on them as the return by Gitson, or was it Dane Munn, to the 25-yard line. Down by 3. A field goal would tie it. But again, we have not seen that capacity really. They've struggled with that. So 75 yards from a touchdown. But again, a very dangerous Clayton team.
And it looks like Kale in at safety. Isaac is, I see him hobbling off. He doesn't look to be back in here. So.
Clock down to 49 seconds. The Max playing fired up football in this fourth quarter. There's the pass, and it's out of bounds. And don't get any flags here, guys. And the pass completed to Gitson from the senior, Tanner Lewis.
Brings up second down on the 32.
Keeping your eye on the clock, and a gain of 7 on the play to Gitson.
Sorry, Mark. I'm almost too nervous to talk.
I understand. Yeah, from the 32-yard line, 44.9 seconds. Yeah, everybody, you love the game. You want to play next week, and maybe the matchup with Gilman that everybody's been talking about.
Well, Thorpe actually won that game.
Thorpe won that game. Okay, I had not heard that. Wow. Second and 3 now. Lewis rolling to the left. He's got a completion to Gitson again and out of bounds. First down for Clayton. Their 14th of the night.
So you like to get a tackle inbounds there, keep the clock rolling.
Yep, they're stopping the clock, saving their timeouts, 40 seconds. Again, very dangerous, Clayton. This lead isn't safe by any means.
No, not at all.
And the first down to the, it should be the 38, not the 43, I think, as the clock says. But anyhow, it's a gain of 6 on the play. And Gitson continues to be a favorite target here. As Clayton comes to the line of scrimmage from the 38-yard line. 62 yards from a score. The McDonald defense, here comes a great pass. Oh, fantastic. What a rush.
Caleb Lee
just tore right through, and a timeout is called by Clayton. 34.3 seconds when we come back. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
This time of year, it seems like everyone wants to hop on a plane to get somewhere warmer. But your own backyard could have all the warmth you need. Sink into the relaxing waters of your own marquee spa from Swim Right Pools and Spas. Stop in for a test soak and see how Swim Right's line of marquee spas can make your home your favorite place on earth. Your staycation destination for over 30 years.
We do it right. Swim Right.
Highway 93, Eau Claire.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
And now they're going to do a double, triple reverse pass.
Oh, he's open.
There's
he's got
a pass.
Somebody.
Dane Munn down the field, and it's intercepted by the Max. They're going to win. The Max are going to win. Kale Holm, hold the ball. He goes down. McDonald is going to win. Oh, in an unbelievable
Unreal.
Fashion.
From
from 19 down in the fourth quarter. They score once, yes, twice, three times, and an interception on a triple reverse pass to the quarterback is what Clinton called on.
You know, but he had a step, but we read it well, and we reacted well. The ball was a little underthrown. And by the time that the ball reached the receiver, it looked like we had at least three guys around him. So he felt a little better, like, you know what, even if he catches it, he's not going anywhere. The interception, just huge, just great.
Wow. This is a stunner. It is a stunner.
It is a stunner.
Grant Smiskey takes his knee. That's going to do it. We're going to send the happy dad and color analyst Seth Smiskey down to talk to Mark Maloney. You're not going to want to miss the post-class post-game show. It's coming next. The Macs somehow, some way, without David Anderson, come from behind, down 19 in the fourth quarter to win at Clayton and advance to level three in the eight-player playoffs. 42-39, Max your winner. Back at the postgame on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa.
All right, test.
Improved clinic and
right,
surgery center now open in Rice Lake.
Right.
Book your appointment at cvosm.com. You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Looking for your next big adventure? Chippewa Valley Technical College has just the path for you. Whether you're in high school or considering a fresh start, join us at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 2nd to discover how our fast, flexible, affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Meet instructors, try hands-on demonstrations, and even apply for free at the event. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
What a football game here tonight as we've sent our color analyst and the father of the quarterback, Seth Smiskey, down to the field to catch up with Coach Mark Maloney coming up in the post game. Stick around for that here on WOGO Sports on Max TV as McDonald somehow pulls it out 42-39 at Clayton. We'll recap it later in the post-class post-game show. But before we get there, hey, do you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Chippewa Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for seven decades and is now hiring drivers. Enjoy summers off and a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
At Ashley Construction, we know building a home is no small feat. That's why we devote ourselves to our homeowners and walk them through the home building process. With our all-new home design service, we use your unique preferences and style to create 2 and 3D renders of the interior and exterior of your home, helping you feel confident in all your design decisions. Let us be there for you. Let us make your dream home a reality at Ashley Construction.
Don't miss the 16th annual McDonald's Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th from 11 to 6 at McDonald's Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. The all-you-care-to-eat spaghetti menu includes homemade garlic bread, side salad, and dessert. Cost is $15 for ages 13 to adult, $10 for ages 5 to 12, and kids 4 and under are free. Check out the amazing basket raffles as well. The McDonald Area Catholic High School Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, November 12th.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Time for the Postglass Postgame Show on WOGO Sports on Max TV. The Postglass Postgame Show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Later, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap and the great clips, great plays of the game. But right now, we're awaiting head coach Mark Maloney. The team huddled. They had their prayer. And our Seth Smitsky is down there. Listen to that. The celebration, the jubilation from 39-20 down to winning it. And Coach LeBlanc shaking hands with Coach Maloney.
Awesome. Hey, you came up big, buddy. Big. Good job.
All right, our Seth Smitsky down on the field.
I'm right here. I'm waiting. Where are you at? Right.
All right. Go ahead, Seth.
All right, down here on the field with Coach, and hey, for a brief second there, I'm not gonna lie, I was having flashbacks of that interview I did with you after the Newman game last year, and I'm like, you know, but oh my goodness, something else.
I'm telling you, these kids are so resilient. It's unbelievable, you know. And fortunately, we did there with the hip injury. I don't know what that's gonna be like. Bothered him for the last couple of weeks, so we'll just see what that's like. But man, these kids just come in off the bench and everybody just does a great job of filling in. And again, you know, Halvo, you were talking about, you know, digging ourselves a hole, and that's what we're good at. I don't know, this hole was probably the deepest one we've been in.
For sure,
You know, making that great comeback in the fourth quarter, but, you know, that's, guys, I don't know how much more my heart can take of this.
I think we're all with you there.
Oh, my goodness. It was what a game. What a game. Yes. This is
this is why you do it, right? The highest highs. This is the highest high.
It is. Sure, it's fantastic, you know, to end it like this. But now we've got another week to go. So I don't know what the word was. Somebody said we might have Thorpe.
It's Thorpe. Yeah.
And in my mind, that should be a home game for us. We should be able to host that game. So we're going to fight to make sure that we get to host that game. So that'll be great to have the game in Chippewa.
Yeah. So, yep.
Again, what a team this was, though. Oh, my goodness. Clayton, they were fast. They were big. They were strong. I'll admit I underestimated them a little bit. I really did. But I didn't think they would be able to keep it up, you know, because they didn't have a lot of depth there. But then again, you know, some kids came in off our, you know, Cale Holm just had him. He is such a player. It's unbelievable. And, you know, but we can just have him fill in for anything, and he does a great job.
He plays safe.
He does everything.
He does it all. He does it well.
He does it very well. Yep. And again, you know, the knowledge that I have out there with Grant, that quarterback, he sees stuff that, you know, I'll call it and he'll say maybe not, but then I'll, you know, once or twice I overrode him because I thought I could see what was going on there. So, but again, what a great game by these kids.
Yeah. Well, congrats, Coach, on a fantastic, fun win.
It makes for a great weekend coming up. It makes for a great bus ride home.
Yes.
These kids will, you know, they'll want to get back and dance in the locker room. They got their favorite song that they're going to dance to, so I might have to join them.
Get the old Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 5, baby.
All right. Well, great talking to you. Yes. In this kind of an atmosphere.
Goodness, it's great.
Yep.
What a great game.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Seth.
Seth Smitsky on the field with head coach Mark Maloney after this stunning, amazing comeback here as McDonald comes from 39-20 down early in the fourth quarter. 1, 2, 3 different touchdowns. The defense stepped up when seemingly they weren't able to get stops, but they played inspired in that fourth quarter, and they pull out the victory, 42-39, back with the final elements of the postgame in a minute.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
All right, WOGO Sports on Max TV. We've got the rest of the postgame to bring your way here on FM on Max TV. But one final word to pass along as well. Nearly 800 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation and the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 State Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIA website. Deadline for nominations is March 8, 2024. A message from WOGO and the WIA, keeping the education in sports. All right. Well, let's begin with the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap here. Again, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. All right, so first of all, just trying to get our handle on this. We'll recap it later with the scoring, but wow, from a 39-20 deficit to a victory all in the fourth quarter. This is a game you're going to want to watch on Max TV again, I'm sure. But again, and we'll get the podcast up at wogo.com, but looking at these, Dawson Moulton, 185 yards rushing. He had close to 30 carries back-to-back weeks for him. Grant, through the air, did have the one interception, but he rallied these troops down the stretch and mixed it up on the ground. He had 40 yards rushing, and through the air, he seemed to find Cale Holm as a favorite target down the stretch in that second half. Cale had five catches and a touchdown reception in that second half.
Yeah, yeah, and no play bigger than that fourth down one.
Yeah.
You know, just those guys, they're poised. They're calm. They just stayed calm, and they were, ugh.
Statistically, 60 penalty yards for the Max to 35. Meanwhile, the first downs are even. These teams were very, very even.
Yes, yep, they were. And, I mean, the score reflects that, and even the score in the first half reflected that. Things got a little away from us with that block punt and,
right,
you know, some bad plays like that. But, yeah, we pretty much matched them, yep.
Again, through the air, 87 yards receiving for Cale Holm on seven different receptions. He had the three-yard touchdown catch as well. And respect to Clayton in defeat, 110 yards rushing for Landon King, the junior. He'll be back, but Tanner Lewis will graduate, and we'll wish him well because he ran roughshod on the Max tonight for three different touchdowns, one of 65 yards, one of 12, and one of 34 yards, and still, McDonald was able to pull it out. I'm not even sure. I'm going to have to watch the broadcast just to believe it.
I know. I have seen I have never seen a game quite like that. Football. There was one game, I think Grant's freshman year, where we pulled one out in the last seconds. But that was unbelievable.
Well, it's time for the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Let's get you some of those highlights. We start off with the first half. Max fell behind early, but then came back.
The huddle. Second, fourth down. They got stopped last time.
They're on the left side faking. Here comes the rush on Smisky. He's got his receiver, Ryan Smisky. Oh. He's on the left sideline. Ryan Smisky, rumbling, stumbling, playing right in the end zone. Touchdown. All right. Score for Ryan with 2:13 to go. First quarter, the Macs have tied it at 6 here in Clayton. But then, unfortunately, Clayton was able to answer that 65-yard touchdown run from Tanner Lewis, but McDonald then answered right back in a very offensive first quarter.
Really lined up and had a solid drive, you know, so we'll see how it goes here.
First and 10 from the 26, Grant Smisky, the junior quarterback under center. Pitch out right side, Moulton. Moulton on the far side, going to get to the 30 and bumping outside the 35. He's still
nice
going. Moulton in midfield. He's going to go. Moulton the 40, the 35, the 30. Oh, he's from behind. One last desperate effort knocks him down in the Johnson Roloff red zone. But how about Dawson Moulton from the 26-yard line inside the 20? What a run that was. All right, now Smisky going to take it up the middle. Running from the 20, the 15, still going, the 10, the 5. Smisky into the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Grant Smisky. And brings the Macs within one with 1:12 to go. First quarter, 14-13. And then, again, the battle continued there shortly before halftime as Clayton was able to get a 30-yard touchdown pass to Dane Munn, their talented sophomore. And then Alex Schrado blocked a punt and scored, and it was 27-14. The Macs answered back, though, a little bit later in that first half as Daniel Fritz, who had a big night offensively and defensively and even as a receiver, stepped up. And go with the guest play caller. Cale Ho off to the left. Ryan Smisky to the right. Grant under center. I formation behind him. Hand off Fritz. Fritz is going to get it into the end zone.
Or that.
Touchdown. Yeah, that'll work. That'll do.
Yep, that'll do.
So those were the first half highlights. And then Daniel Fritz was able to actually intercept the recipient there as well. And Tanner Lewis before the second half was done. And I should say before halftime arrived. I'm trying to do two things at once here, so my apologies. And so then in the second half, though, you got to say it looked like, Seth, that Clayton was keeping it on the ground and they were getting the job done. They started off with 8:08 to go in that third quarter, a 12-yard touchdown run by Tanner Lewis, one of three on the night, and they grabbed themselves a 33-20 lead, and then a 34-yard run by Lewis made it 39-20 with 3:40 to go in that third quarter.
Yeah, at that time, boy, you didn't. It was. It seemed like the sun was setting on us,
right,
for sure.
It sure felt that way. But then McDonald was able to stay alive some. A 5-yard touchdown run by Dawson Moulton, and they were able to draw back within 39-26. And then they continued on in that fourth period, getting a stop.
It's been an awesome game.
Smisky now. Under center, he's going to take it himself. First down. Yeah, good quarterback sneak that time and a productive one. Almost like Jalen Hurts with the Eagles. Didn't need the tush push. But
no.
Hey. All right, well, I'm going to sum up what they did get then. They did get the 3-yard touchdown pass to Cale Holm, and a 2-point run made it 39-34. And then McDonald getting the ball back after a stop. Could they actually get the lead? Smisky and company. 1:04 to go, down by 5. Grant under center. Pitch out, near side. Dawson Moulton, he's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, McDonald!
Wow.
With 54 seconds left, the Macs take a 1-point lead. And so McDonald did get the 1-point lead. Then they got the 2-point conversion as well on a completed pass to none other than Cale Holm, giving themselves a 42-39 lead. But then they'd have to get the job done on defense against the talented Tanner Lewis and Clayton.
So you felt a little better, like, you know what, even if he catches it, he's not going anywhere. The interception, just huge, just great.
So, Clayton comes to the line of scrimmage from the 38-yard line. 62 yards from a score. The McDonald defense. Here comes a great pass.
Oh,
fantastic. What a rush. And then after that sack, then they were able to get the interception, ultimately to finish things off tonight. And I'm not recalling at the moment who picked off that last.
That's Cale. Cale
picked that off. Wow. Just doing it everywhere.
Yep.
And they're telling us that we need to go here in Clayton. So anyhow,
yep.
Let's get a final word from you, Seth.
Well, I just resiliency. That team is just unbelievable. No quit, and what a treat for us to see probably one of the best games I've ever watched, and it makes it so much more special when your kids can be part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Val Knobloch for being here and for McDonald High School working with us. All of our advertisers who you'll hear on the way out tonight, we need to make sure to get that done as I was shutting off the recorder and forgetting that. So, again, it's been our privilege and pleasure to work with Max TV. Next week we will be able to be on Max TV, but also back on the radio on FM 103.1, AM 680, and wogo.com, as well as Max TV. So that's going to do it for us here tonight, and we need to make our way out of here tonight, and thanking everybody who made the broadcast possible. You'll hear them recognized here at the tail end. So, again, thanks so much for being with us. And, again, join us. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. But I got to say, if you can watch it on Max TV, that's for sure the way to go. And pinch yourself and believe that this is actually possible, as McDonald coming from 19 points down in the fourth quarter to pull this game out tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Again, McDonald wins it 42-39 over Clayton, advancing to face Thorpe next Friday night in Level 3 action of 8-player postseason action.
Coverage of the Max has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Ashley Construction, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Culver's of Lake Halley, by Gray Cliffs, Haas Incorporated, H&R Electric, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Survey, by Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Johnson Roll-Off Service, Kurth Heating and Cooling, by McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror, Quality Propane and Fuels, and by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, SmartScan Medical Imaging, Smiles in Motion, Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, Swimrite Pools and Spas, and by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, and Weirsgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for joining us for the Max on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.